Bucks scrum for three. Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Hurry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season. The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening. Welcome inside Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa, where the Tri-City Storm will face the hottest team in the USHL, the Waterloo Blackhawks, for the fourth and final time this season. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. The second trip to Waterloo of the season for Tri-City. And the Storm are in Waterloo tonight, and then tomorrow they will be in Sioux City, and you can already hear the cowbells here from the fans in Waterloo, and of course the goal horn right behind the cowbells. Another chance for the Storm to add to their winning streak. These are the two hottest teams in the USHL. Waterloo's won 15 straight games, and they've gotten points in 21 straight. They've won 20 out of 21, and the only game they lost in that stretch was an overtime loss. Tri-City has won 5 straight in their own right, and they've done it while Coach Jim Holton has been making all kinds of changes to the lineup. This week's changes welcome 2 new defensemen at the trading deadline. The Storm bring in Grant Hutton and Donovan Gardner, both players from the North American Hockey League. Grant Hutton is going to wear number 5. Hutton wore number 5 with the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. And Hutton, 6'3", 195 pounds, out of Carmel, Indiana. And he's going to get a chance to play in the lineup tonight. He's a 1995 birth year. This season for Corpus Christi, he has 6 goals and 13 assists for 19 points. Out of those 19 points, 11 of them have come on the power play. He had 5 power play goals and 6 power play assists. This was his second season in Corpus Christi, and last year he got to play with Jalen Schultz, one of the Storm defensemen. The two of them partnered up for a bit of a time last year, and they're going to partner up once again tonight. Schultz is going to be on the left side, Hutton on the right, as Hutton makes his debut for the Storm, wearing number 5. Donovan Gardner, a Sterling Heights, Michigan native, 1993 birth year, was playing for the Lone Star Brahmins down in Texas as well in the North American League. And Gardner is going to get a chance to play here for the Storm tonight. He's going to be with the team for the rest of the season. 5'10", 185 pounds. Gardner, in 38 games, had 4 goals and 3 assists, 31 penalty minutes, a guy who's going to be able to fit any kind of role the Storm need. Both players, right-shot defensemen, so they join Torrey Dello. As the Storm have 6 defensemen in their lineup tonight, Garrett Gomez able to play in a forward position. Dello, Hutton, and Gardner, all right-shot defensemen. It even sings out with Kerr, Schultz, and Larson being left-shot defensemen. Just getting started here in the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Vieira Event Center. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Visit us at Vieira.com. A lot coming up here on the pregame show as we'll get you your behind enemy lines and coach's corner in just a moment. It's the Storm and the Blackhawks, two hottest teams in the league, both looking to extend their winning streaks. The Storm still battling for playoff position. Need points this weekend. Tomorrow's game against Sioux City, a game against the team just in front of the Storm, Musketeers, 12 points ahead of Tri-City, coming into the weekend. Continuing to get you set for this one here on the Breeze. We'll take a break and come back with those two aforementioned things, the behind enemy lines and the coach's corner here on 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Jared Schaffrin here with you, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks tonight at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. Let's get you tonight's Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Vieira Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's Behind Enemy Lines feature, we're going to look at the top defenseman scoring-wise on the Waterloo Blackhawks. It's number 62, Brandon Montour. Montour, this season, leads all USHL defensemen in scoring. He's at a point per game, 9 goals and 28 assists for 37 points in 37 games. He has a plus 20 in plus-minus, which is 9th in the USHL. He's 11th in overall scoring, and he's the leader on defense in both goals and assists. And he's also 5th in the USHL just in the assist category. Montour is riding a point streak of 15 games. It's the longest in the league this season, and it's still going on. He's got a point in every game since December 13th of last year, 2013. Committed to UMass, Montour has been a huge factor on the offensive end to set things up from the defensive side. He's a 1994 birth year import out of Ashwaubenon, Ontario, but the 5'11", 175-pound Montour has been a huge factor for Waterloo. We'll see what he's got tonight here behind enemy lines. That's your Waterloo look at Brandon Montour. Now it's time for the coach's corner. We got a chance to talk to the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton, just a couple moments ago before we came on the air. Here's Jim Holton in the coach's corner.
Jared Schaffrin alongside Jim Holton here in the Coach's Corner. First of a weekend series that has the Storm on the road. 6 games in a row on the road starts this weekend. First game here in Waterloo. 2 hottest teams in the USHL going up against each other. And, Coach, you made some moves this week at the trading deadline and finally have a roster that seems like it's going to stay the same for a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to get the trade deadline over for a number of reasons, but stability is a big one. And I think the mentality in the dressing room needs to know that this is the group that we're going to finish the race with. And as we talked about, I guess, after the trades, is out of necessity, we had to add some defensemen. We ran into some injury problems with Sean Lang tearing a labrum in his hip a week and a half or so ago. So he's undergoing surgery. Monday, he's out for the season. Nolan Abel underwent season-ending shoulder surgery. Cutler Martin hasn't recovered from his concussion. So out of that, forced our hand, I guess, into the additions of Grant Hutton and Donovan Gardner, both right-handed defensemen that fits in perfectly with our equation. But it's certainly going to be a nice luxury to have six real defensemen dressed tonight and to be able to move Gamez back up front.
Yeah, and you get all six guys back there. You don't have your defensive coach in J.B. Bittner to change them on the bench as he's out scouting, but I'm sure things will be a little bit easier on the bench. Tell us what we might be able to see from some of these players, maybe not tonight, but down the road as they get used to the system.
Well, I think with Hutton, he's a big lad. He's 6'3", right-handed shot. From all reports, he's got a real, real heavy shot. A bit of a power play guy, we think, down the road. And with Gardner, I think it's just he's a smart 20-year-old who's played around and he brings some toughness. He's not a big kid, but he's in very, very good shape. A real team guy, and I think just plays the game the right way. So we don't expect any miracles out of them here tonight. It's been a pretty heavy workload for them. They had to fly all day yesterday to get here in time for today's game, and we'll get them into today and tomorrow night, and then we'll have a week to kind of integrate them into the system.
Gamez is back up front, but he's not in his usual spot. He's on the right wing tonight. Chris Wilkie and Austin Boganski are together. Obviously, they were practicing together this week, but talk about what you've got with those two talented players on your top line.
Well, we're trying to mix things up and I guess search for chemistry, but search for also units that work together. And I think with Valisano's not the biggest guy in the world, and Wilkie's not either, and I wanted to add some size. I thought when it was Lebowski, Wilkie, and Valisano, it was okay maybe when we were at home with the last change, but on the road, I'd like to add some size and a little bit more grit onto that line. So Boganski kind of fits that bill, and I also think I'm intrigued to see Wilkie on the offside. He's a pure offensive guy with a great shot, and I'm hoping he gets a few more open looks coming off the offside. Gamas has done a good job there, but I think Garrett is more natural on his normal side and his right side, so we're moving Cody Mylan, who had obviously ended the last game on a great note, him in the middle with Lebowski and Gamez. And again, very intrigued by that. A lot of skill there, a lot of experience. So we're hoping that unit comes together. Then we're going to leave, which I thought was our best line the other night, was Berger in the middle with Curry Niesman. They did a terrific job on the forecheck, created energy, exactly what we want out of that third line slot. And then we have a really nice luxury now with healthy bodies. We're going to get to see Nick Hutchison for the first time in a long time. He's going to play on the left side with McMurphy and Mayer. And again, another big, big line, a veteran line, a lot of guys that can do stuff. So I really like our depth with those lines.
In net tonight is Hayden Levine. Jacob Johansson gets the start last Saturday, has a shutout performance, but you're continuing your rotation here, and Levine's back in net tonight.
Yeah, that was a tough decision, but they're both going to play this weekend. Jacob's going to go tomorrow night, and I like to let my guys know ahead of time so they can mentally prepare. And I guess I figured I couldn't go wrong with either decision. They're both coming off wins. They've both played extremely well in their last few games. So it was more or less just a flip of a coin and to go with the rotation. So we expect them to continue on their stellar play that they've had, and we're going to need it here on the road. Your goalies have to be your best players.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here in the Coach's Corner before tonight's game with Waterloo. We wish you good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Jarrett. We'll talk to you after.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viera Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Shaffrin with you here in Waterloo. It's the Tri-City Storm and the Waterloo Blackhawks tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Let's get you tonight's lineup presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Lineup first for the visiting Tri-City Storm. Storm come in with a five-game win streak, an overall record of 17-21-2, and they'll start their second line tonight with Dan Lebosky on the left wing, number 24, 5'7", 155 pounds, out of Edina, Minnesota. Lebosky in 39 games has 4 goals and 15 assists, and he's committed to Colorado College. At the center, number 23, Cody Milan, 6'1", 178 pounds, out of White Lake, Michigan. Milan in 27 games has a goal and an assist, and he's committed to Michigan State. On the right wing, it's number 13, Garrett Gomez, 6'1", 175 pounds, out of Chino Hills, California. 38 games for Gomez, 4 goals and 19 assists, which lead the team. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr on the left side, 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Kerr has played in 33 games. He has 5 assists, and he's committed to Penn State. On the right side of the defense, it's number 3, Tori Dello, 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Crystal Lake, Illinois. 39 games this season for Dello, 2 goals and 3 assists. He is committed to Notre Dame. In net for the Tri-City Storm, it's number 41, Hayden Levine, 6'3", 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. Levine has played in 14 games with a goals against average of 3.97 and a save percentage of .888. Levine is committed to the University of Michigan. This is his first time facing the Blackhawks this season, and he has won 3 consecutive games for Tri-City. Coaching staff for the Storm, head coach Jim Holton, assistants J.B. Vintner and Eric Blaze. The scratches, Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Daniel Fritz, Cutler Martin, and Joey DiBenedetto. Now for Waterloo, the Blackhawks with a 15 consecutive game win streak. Blackhawks have been hot and have been winning games pretty easily here. They'll start their second line tonight of Zach Sanford on the left wing, wearing number 12, 6'3", 190 pounds, out of Auburn, New Hampshire, committed to Boston College, and he's a Washington Capitals draft pick. At the center, number 22, Tyler Sheehy, 5'9", 175 pounds, out of Burnsville, Minnesota. And on the right side, number 25, Drew Melanson, formerly of the Omaha Lancers. Melanson, 5'11", 170 pounds, out of Paramus, New Jersey, and he's committed to RPI. On defense, on the left side, number 4, Derek Pratt. Pratt is from Mount Hermon, Massachusetts, 6', 190 pounds. He's committed to UConn. And on the right side, we talked about him in our behind enemy lines, number 62, Brandon Montour. Montour is 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Oswego, Ontario, and he is committed to UMass. The netminder tonight for Waterloo, number 33, Cameron Johnson. Johnson is playing in his third game since being traded from Fargo here to Waterloo. It'll be the first time he sees the Storm this season. He saw the Storm last season, but Tri-City doesn't have many players left from that team. Johnson, 6'1", 200 pounds, out of Troy, Michigan. He's committed to North Dakota. And for Waterloo this year, just 2 starts, 2 wins, 1.50 goals against average, and a 9.57 save percentage. Johnson's allowed 3 goals in his 2 starts for Waterloo. Waterloo is coached by the head coach P.K. O'Hanley, broke the record recently for most wins by a USHL coach all time. Shane Fukushima is the assistant, along with Scott Pavelski, for Waterloo. The scratches, Brandon Salerno, Dane Cooper, and Lawton Courtnell. 3 keys to victory now here in this game between Tri-City and Waterloo. Presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athletes in all of us. 3 keys for Tri-City. When I was talking to Jim Holton before this game, he said one of the biggest keys here is to keep it close in the first period. Waterloo's been a team that's gotten a couple blowout wins recently, and it's going to be important for Tri-City to keep things close early on, especially with some defensive players that have not played in this league before. Grant Hutton, Donovan Gardner, coming into the league, In their first game, they'll face the hottest team in the league on an Olympic ice sheet. So Jim Holton wants to make sure he can manage their ice time and keep this game close in the first. Not expecting too much from those guys as it's their first time out here. However, the Storm need them for a full lineup, and Jim Holton's going to try to let the adrenaline run with those guys, but if they get behind, might be tough to get back against a very good Waterloo team. Storm also want to get good goaltending from Hayden Levine. Last three games from Levine, starting with that win on the road in Lincoln, things have been very good for Levine, and he's gotten a lot more confidence. But tonight, going to have to continue that confidence for the Storm, get the good goaltending. And finally, Storm want to make sure they keep composure through the loudness here in Young Arena. It is very loud, and the fans are very excited about a team that's won a lot of games. So the Storm want to make sure they keep everything composed through the loudness and come out with a victory here. Storm looking for 6 in a row. Waterloo looking for 16 in a row. And it's a matchup of two teams that are about as hot as you can be. And on different sides of things, as Waterloo is in first, Tri-City in fifth, trying to catch the last playoff spot in the West, which is the fourth place spot. So we will have puck drop next, coming up for the Nebraska Lottery first period of play in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks here on a Friday night in Waterloo. Jared Sheffrin with you here. Thanks for joining us on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Final meeting of these two teams. The Storm are 1-1-1 against Waterloo this season. Defeated the Blackhawks back on October 30th. And they were here on December 5th. Waterloo with a victory in that game. One of the first games for Jim Holton since he took over. After he did take over. And we are ready to go for the opening face-off. It's won by Waterloo. They'll move from right to left. On your radio dial with the puck now in neutral ice, taken away by Gomez. And the Storm move from left to right on your radio dial. It's back to the Waterloo end, and Montour plays it forward. Nice cross-ice pass, Drew Melanson into the Storm, and he takes a shot. Levine sticks it away, making the save. Rebound on the far side. Storm played around the near side. Milan had it on the near side, but Pratt cut it off and kept it in for Waterloo. Down low, it's Zach Sanford. Got it up forward, and it was taken by Milan. Gomez couldn't get it out of the zone, and now here's Tyler Sheehy with a shot. Levine makes the save, caught it at the last second. Rebound on the near side corner now, taken by Torrey Dello. Dello gets tripped up for a second, but now it's moved forward to Gomez, and he banks it forward and out of the zone. Waterloo has it back in neutral ice. They'll bring it back in again. Another shot by Levine. He makes the same, juggle the rebound. Was loose, and Dello put it to the far side. Another shot by Waterloo. Missed the net wide. Rebound on the near side. Kept in by the Blackhawks, but now Gomez got it out of the zone. Played back in by Russell. He's right back in onside. Russell shoots, and he misses the net wide. All Waterloo here in the opening minute. There's a couple shots on that. Another shot was blocked that time. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Far side, Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, nice saucer pass. Poganski in onside. Leaves it for Valisano. He shoots and a save made by Johnson. Rebound, another shot. A hammer of a shot there by the newest defenseman for the Storm, Grant Hutton, on his first shift. And now Wilkie has it. He dumps it back in deep to the Waterloo end. Wilkie left it for Poganski, who got played off there. And it's Horton who will start forward. Jake Horton on the near side. Trying to leave it for Lappin, the former Storm player. And Lappin moves it forward, but NS now out of the zone. Pat Curry gets it back to the Storm side of things. Jalen Schultz will shoot it in. Stopped by the goaltender for Waterloo Johnson. And we get the stoppage. First stoppage of the game. 18:08 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm tonight in their white uniforms with white helmets and purple lettering and numbering on the back. Waterloo with their black uniforms, black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back, and red trim. Tri-City wins a faceoff and is sent in deep by Frederick Larson. And now it's moved behind the net, taken away. Chance in front from Berger to Eastman, who was knocked away by Waterloo. And now here come the Blackhawks. Jake Horton on the far side, Lappin in onside. Lappin from the far side wall, centers it through the crease, nobody there. And now Eastman trying to get it forward, was knocked away by Horton. And now Blake Winecki comes into play. But it's taken back by Berger, who throws it to the far side. Larson will skate it forward. Knocked it into neutral ice. Took a big hit on the far side. And now the puck's loose for Pratt. And Waterloo turned it back to Larson. Deflected over. McMurphy knocks it into the zone. McMurphy going after the puck. Loose puck centered by Hutchison. Storm player was taken down in front of the crease. No call there as Mayer went down. Waterloo's back in onside. Witala with a shot that missed the net. And the rebound comes all the way out to the red line for Drew Mayer. He's in onside. Mayer gets taken down by Montour. Rebound is thrown by Hutchison up top. Dello shoots and misses the net high. Rebound on the far side. Hutchison keeps it in. Down low to Mayer. And it's lost to Waterloo. Pucks out of the zone. Forced back in. Penalty upcoming on Tri-City as Waterloo throws the puck out of play. It's going to be a splashing call on Drew Mayer. Mayer broke the stick of a Waterloo Blackhawks player, and that is why the slashing is called. Couple plays that could have been called earlier in the game that weren't, and now Mayer is called for slashing here. 16:55 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here in Waterloo between Tri-City and the Blackhawks. Waterloo power play onto the ice, one of the best in the USHL, right now ranked first in the USHL in percentage as the Storm win the opening faceoff of this power play and send it all the way down on Johnson. Waterloo on the power play this season, 23.7%, that is first in the league. Tri-City on defense with the penalty kill, 80.5%, which is 12th in the USHL. Waterloo has it back in their own end here. Good first 30 seconds of the kill for Tri-City. Montour on the far side. Poganski knocks it away from Winecki, and it's out of the zone. Here comes Connor Valisano. One on two, shorthanded. Takes on a shot, and he'll just slide it in deep to the Waterloo end, where it's picked back up by the Blackhawks. Nice job so far by the Storm on the penalty kill. 1:20 to go in the man advantage for Waterloo. Storm on the GNC penalty kill. Pecoraro sent it in deep. Levine will stop that and cover up to stop play. 16:08 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period here in Waterloo. Tri-City and the Blackhawks scoreless on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff will be to Levine's right in the Storm end. Minute 14 to go on the GNC penalty kill. Chase Berger taking the faceoff for Tri-City. It's one to the far side. Waterloo will have it. It's Friedman on the right point. Friedman up top for Hayden Shaw. Shaw down low on the near side now as it's played up back up to Shaw. Shaw will shoot, and Levine makes the save. Nice job by Hayden Levine. Read that shot all the way. Minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Minute to go. Here in a scoreless game, 15:55 remaining in the opening first period. Tri-City and Waterloo are scoreless. McMurphy takes the faceoff now against Tyler Sheehy. It's one on the near side by Waterloo. Zach Sanford. Send it back to Sheehy in the near side corner. Sheehy on the backboard now. Turns it over to Dello. Gomez on the far side wall. Gets it out of the zone. Nice job by Garrett Gomez. And Friedman will play it for Waterloo behind the Blackhawks net. Friedman moves it on the far side. Melanson on the far side wall. Got it forward, and now it's Sheehy into the zone. Sheehy a centering pass. Melanson shoots and scores. It's 1-0 Waterloo, a power play goal for the Paramus, New Jersey native, Drew Melanson. Melanson came over from Omaha at the beginning of the season, and he supplemented the Waterloo offense. Now 12 goals for Melanson in 35 games. Nice entry play by the Blackhawks on the power play, and they centered a pass. Melanson was alone, and he was open. He beat Levine. Glove side. 1-0 Blackhawks here in the first. About 5 minutes into the game, and here they come again. Winnecke with a shot save made by Levine. Rebound loose in front, taken by Poganski. And now on the far side, kept in by the Blackhawks. Another shot saved by Levine. Another shot saved by Levine. Couple good pads saved there. And the last one on the rebound, kept it out the final second. Now it's Horton up top, Montour. He shoots, saved by Levine with the glove, and he covers the rebound up. Kevin Kerr, not happy with Jake Horton after the whistle. Gave him a couple shoves. Stoppage of play with 15:03 to go here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. We've got a 1-0 Waterloo lead. She and Friedman pick up assists on the first Waterloo goal of the night. 1-0 Blackhawks. Friedman, one of the leading defensive scorers in the league. 26 assists now for Friedman. For Sheehy, he's done well also for the Blackhawks. He's got 17 assists this season. This is a storm with a faceoff getting out of the zone. Curry was stopped trying to enter. Now Larson came in and was stopped trying to enter. And now Curry able to shoot it in deep, but Waterloo knocked it down. Nice hit there. And now a penalty upcoming on the Storm. A charging call is whistled on Donovan Gardner. Donovan Gardner coming right on here for his second shift of the night. He had a nice hit, stepped into his player, and a charging call on Gardner. He's got to get used to a new league here, new officiating. Gardner not happy as he's sent to the box. I don't think Jim Holton's happy about that one either. As Waterloo back on the power play. Again, number one in the USHL with a man advantage. Already have scored once here tonight. Face off won by the Storm this time, and Lebowski couldn't get it out. Kept back in deep. Dello behind the net. Dello took a hit from Winnecke. Winnecke gets the turnover on the near side. Krieger up top, Pecoraro. Back to Krieger. Krieger wraps it around the wall. Down low it goes. Move behind the net now. Krieger holding. Got his pass deflected over to Pecoraro on the near side. Pecoraro on the near side wall. Taken away by Tri-City and sent all the way down. Storm going to change here. GNC penalty kill. Still got a minute 23 to go on it. 6 minutes gone by in the first. It's 1-0 Waterloo. Move forward now this time by Montour. He takes a hit from Berger. Move into the zone. Sanford on the goal line. Got it down low. Bounced up top for Shaw. Hayden Shaw on the far side now. Got it back from Friedman. Shaw down low to Montour. Up top, Sanford takes a shot deflected wide of the net. Far side now. Melanson trying to fight for it. Picks it up to Sanford. Schultz trying to get it away from Zach Sanford. Big body there. Sanford behind the net. Up top for Shaw. Cross ice pass Friedman. Down low. Melanson. Friedman shoots. Save made by Levine. Friedman, the one-timer that he kind of lost his balance while he was shooting it. And Levine made the save. His top play with 13:24 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1-0 Waterloo. 44 seconds remaining on the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Face off won by Waterloo on the right side. Friedman at the left point now. Down low. Shot from Sanford. Missed the net wide. Rebound kept in by Shaw on the right point. Down low to the right circle to Melanson. Melanson, who has the only goal tonight, shoots it in front. Deflected wide of the net. Rebound. Play on the near side. Taken away by Poganski. Race for the loose puck in the Waterloo end. Poganski can't win it. Shaw canceled him out, but now on the far side, Valestano was over there and stopped the Waterloo advances. 12 seconds remaining in the Blackhawks power play. Waterloo shoots it all the way into the Storm, and icing whistle on the Blackhawks. 12:47 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo, 1-0. But an icing here on the Blackhawks with just 6 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Should see the Storm kill this penalty. Storm are going to have Donovan Gardner rejoin the play as Dan Lebosky playing defense here off this faceoff. Faceoff won by Waterloo, and it's Zach Sanford into the zone. Sanford on the far side to the center, taken away by Milan, and the Storm are back at full strength. Now in the neutral zone, it's taken back by Tyson McClellan, and now it's Pratt on the near side for Waterloo. Melanson about to head to the bench for a change. Send it back to Pratt, and now Pratt goes cross-length pass into the Storm in. Dello's got it. Donovan Gardner got it forward. And it's played by Milan to the far side. Now Lebosky. Lebosky tips it in deep. Milan goes back to get it against Derek Pratt. Shoves Pratt on the back wall. And now on the near side, Lebosky tried a centering pass for Gomez, but it was knocked away. And now Waterloo has it. Witala sends it in deep into the Storm end. 8 minutes gone by in the first. 1-0 Waterloo lead on the power play goal by Drew Melanson. And then the near side corner of the Storm end. Now Waterloo with possession, came out to the center, taken away by Kevin Kerr. And now Dan Lebosky will have it on the far side. Lebosky banked it off the far side wall. Storm were changing, didn't have anybody going forward. Waterloo takes the puck, sends it right back in. Winnecke down low. McMurphy threw it around the far side. Drew Mayer back to neutral ice. Waterloo has it now. Tim Lappin sends it right back in. Glove down by Kevin Kerr in the far side corner. Kerr will go behind the net, send it around the far side wall. Hutchison gets knocked down from behind. A penalty upcoming on Waterloo. Storm get it out of the zone, and Waterloo touches up. Tim Lappin, the Waterloo captain and former member of the Storm, going to be called for hitting from behind here on Hutchison. Hutchison got position. Lappin came over and hit him from behind. And Tri-City heads to the power play for the first time tonight. It's presented by Century 21. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands and Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Face off. It's scrum four and won by Waterloo, but a chance in front. They baked it off the back wall, and it came right out in front of Johnson. And now it's kept in by Kevin Kerr on the right side. Chance for Polganski. Felisano leaves it for Wilkie on the far side. Back up top for Dello. Now Wilkie on the far side once more. Up at the top of the zone. Wilkie cross-ice pass to Kerr on the near side. Back up top for Dello. Dello swings it over to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie at the center. Shoot! Save made by Johnson. Rebound, Derek Pratt can't clear. Now Lozano keeps it in. Now Lozano wraps it around to the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the near side point. Up top, Dello. Dello swings it on the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie stops in the left circle. Center for Valisano, got it back to Wilkie. Now Dello at the center, he shoots, save made, rebound, another save. Couple good saves by Johnson. Poganski had a great chance in front. Now Kevin Kerr with a shot, save made on a Poganski redirect. And it's covered up in place, stop. Cameron Johnson with a couple big saves for Waterloo. Polganski in front, creating all kinds of problems. Wilkie with a couple good shots. Kevin Kerr and Dello playing well at the point. Storm couldn't get one through, but great progress there on the power play. 1:12 to go in the Century 21 power play. As the Storm made a late change, they won't let Lebosky come on now. Storm tried to send Dan Lebosky out there last second. They wouldn't let him. Now Ryan McMurphy will be out there with Milan, Gomez, Schultz, and the new man for the Storm getting some power play opportunity, Grant Hutton. Storm with the faceoff, and Hutton has it at the point. Hutton gets it back to Schultz on the near side. Now Gomez in the near side corner. Centering pass, knocked down in front. Milan has it in his skates, and he keeps control. Milan circles back to the top. Left it for Schultz, who had to bang it back into Gomez on the near side half wall. It's worked forward by Waterloo and out to neutral ice, and now the puck pops out of play. Onto the bench of the Blackhawks. About halfway through the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo. 1-0 here on the breeze. 94.5. 50 seconds to go and a Tim Lappin penalty for checking from behind. Tri-City with a faceoff just outside the Waterloo end. It's won by the Blackhawks and it's sent back deep by Derek Pratt. Into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz will pick it up. He's got 40 seconds to work with. Schultz on the near side for Grant Hutton. Hutton Over to Gomez. Gomez into the zone on the right side. Gomez to the center, was knocked away by Waterloo out of the zone. And now Frederick Larson plays it with 30 seconds to go in the man advantage for Tri-City. Hutton on the far side. Got it forward. Nobody there for the Storm. It's bounced back to Hutton. This time got it forward again. Lebowski circling away from the puck. And it's sent back in by Waterloo. Larson on the far side now. 15 seconds to go in the man advantage for Tri-City. Got Lebowski in neutral ice. Lebowski passed the red line. Shot it in. Bouncing around, went under Gomez and taken away by Jake Horton for Waterloo, who sends it back to the Storm. And final seconds of the power play ticking down here as it's moved forward by Donovan Gardner. Gardner got it forward to Curry. Curry around one man. Curry into the zone on the far side. Curry to the center for Berger. Knocked away. Rebound, though, kept in by Larson. Nice job by Frederick Larson, keeping it in deep. Puck's laid on the near side. And it's kept in by Eastman with a rocket shot that went over the net. Now on the far side, Donovan Gardner got it back in deep. And it's in the equipment of a Waterloo player, that's Cooper Watson. And we get a stoppage in play. 9 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 1-0 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 58,000 college scholarships, have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habitats, and have funded new facilities at the State Fair? The Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. So the Storm trail 1-0 to Waterloo. The only goal in the game, Drew Melanson for the Blackhawks. Melanson from Tyler Sheehy and Mark Friedman on the power play. 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Two penalties to Tri-City. Drew Mayer for slashing. Donovan Gardner gets on the score sheet for the first time in his first game. It's a charging call at 5:19. And then Tim Lappin went for checking from behind at 8:39. Waterloo scoring on that first power play opportunity after a slashing call to Drew Mayer. And they lead 1-0. Blackhawks out shooting the Storm 8-6 right now. Pretty even on the shot. Tri-City will have an offensive zone faceoff. They'll send out fourth line tonight of Mayer, McMurphy, and Hutchison, Dello, and Kevin Kerr on defense to restart play here with 9 minutes to go in the opening period. Faceoff is scrum four, and it goes to the far side corner. Played around the far side wall, bouncing up top and out. Waterloo's got it. Here's Patrick Russell. Russell into the zone. Russell, backhand shot, missed the net. Kevin Kerr plays it on the far side to Hutchison. Hutchison returning from an injury, first game back, and now he ices the puck. So a little bit of rust there for Hutchison, just coming back from an injury that he sustained earlier on in January on a hit by Sioux Falls captain Dennis Kravchenko. Kravchenko kind of became the enemy for Storm fans after that. Got in a couple altercations with Drew Mayer. Caused Mayer to have a two-game suspension. Waterloo wins a faceoff and a shot save made by Levine. Rebound McMurphy for the Storm on the near side, and now Mayer has it. Mayer in a neutral line. Mayer past the red line, into the zone. Taken down, no call coming. Mayer a little bit out of control, and that's the reason why they didn't call it, but thought he got tripped up there as he entered the zone. And now it's moved forward by Waterloo into the zone onside, but knocked right out by Tri-City. Now here's Hayden Shaw, retakes it in, shoots, and a save made by Levine with the glove. 8:08 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 1-0 at Young Arena. Final meeting of these two teams this season. Waterloo on a 15-game winning streak coming in. Tri-City on a 5-game winning streak, their longest of the season. Quick shot off the draw from Waterloo was blocked in front by Tri-City. Now Poganski has it past the red line. Poganski trying to get in deep was dragged down by Pratt. No call coming there. Now it's banked forward and it's kept in. Nice job by Grant Hutton. He shoots and just missed the net wide left. Nice looking shot from Hutton. Now here's the rebound. It comes back into the Storm end, and Winnecke has it for Waterloo on the far side. Schultz, nice play to tie him up on the far side wall. Chance in front for Lappin, taken away by Valisano, who sends it around on the near side wall. Played by Poganski. Poganski getting an opportunity on the top line tonight with Wilkie and Valisano. As Wilkie trying to play it to the center for Valisano, taken back by Waterloo. And now a nice move to get around a Storm player. A shot and a save made by Levine. What a move by Blake Winnecke. Got around Jalen Schultz. Put a good shot in on net. Hayden Levine there to make the save. 7:23 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period here on the Breeze. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 1-0. Cody Milan will take the faceoff for Tri-City against John Witala. Witala, Lakeville, Minnesota native, committed to Ohio State. Faceoff won by the Storm. And the new player for Tri-City, Donovan Gardner, got it back to Frederick Larson. Now it's forward to Gomez on the near side, banked in a neutral line. Back to Waterloo's end. Friedman bounced one back into the Storm end. Icing is going to be whistled here to Waterloo. Tri-City trailing 1-0, 7:04 to go. Nebraska Lottery first period. Faceoff will be now in the Waterloo end. Faceoff coming to the left of Blackhawk netminder Cameron Johnson. Johnson committed to North Dakota. This is his third game since he was traded from Fargo. Faceoff is won by Waterloo. Get it forward out of the zone. It's Tyson McClellan. McClellan into the zone. Far side. Shoots. It's deflected wide of the net. Now played by Witala. Back in deep to McClellan on the near side. Taken away by Tri-City. And Milan has it. Cody Milan. Past the red line to Gomez. Into the zone. Offside. Lebowski upset with the call, as he was the one just a step ahead of the play. 6:43 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 1-0. Only goal of the game for Drew Melanson. Waterloo. Blackhawks now out shooting the Storm 11-6. Faceoff just outside of the Waterloo end. It'll be Chase Berger for Tri-City against Tyler Sheehy of Waterloo. Faceoff won by the Blackhawks. Curry fell down for a second but gets right back up. Stanford tried to lead Melanson, but it was stopped as he tried to enter the zone. And now Waterloo has it back in neutral line. On the far side, McCray turns it over to Berger. And Berger plays it to Kevin Kerr. Over to Dello on the near side. Got it forward to Eastman. Eastman left it for Berger. Loose puck in the zone. And now Eastman, nice play to get in offside. Berger, a step ahead of the play. 6:19 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City still trailing 1-0 to Waterloo here on the breeze. Faceoff again just outside the Waterloo end. McMurphy will take the draw for Tri-City against Peter Krieger. Storm win it. And Hutton got it in to Mayer. Now on the far, now on the near side, Mayer working with it in the corner. McMurphy trying to come out of there with the puck. Puck scrambles around and Waterloo has it. Deflected. A pass over to the far side. It's Liam Pecoraro into the zone. Pecoraro stops in the right circle, shoots it wide of the net. Rebound played behind the net by Waterloo. And Pecoraro, the University of Maine commit, has it on the near side. Up top for Pratt, taken away by Mayer. Mayer ran into Pratt. Now here's Hutchison. Hutchison left it for McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy, center. Knocked away there by Johnson. And the rebound to neutral ice. Hutchison sent it back into the zone. Mayer fighting for it on the far side. Trying to drag around Pratt, but he couldn't get positioning. And now here's Waterloo. Nice hit by Valisano on the far side on Montour. Now Pecoraro runs into Larson. Picked up by Patrick Russell. Russell on the far side. Knocked away. Loose puck. Kept in by Russell. Down low to Peter Krieger. Krieger on the far side. Shoots, and Levine makes the save. Up top, Watson. Cooper Watson sends it back in deep. On the near side, Poganski. Poganski trying to get it to Larson. Three Blackhawks are there for Waterloo. 5 minutes to go in the first. 1-0 Blackhawks. Cooper Watson at the top. Shoot! Deflection wide of the net. Hit Donovan Gardner's stick in front for Tri-City. And now the puck comes to Gardner, and he's got it on the far side. Trying to find Wilkie, but it was knocked back in deep by Waterloo. Gardner on the near side now taken away by Winnecke. Shot in front, but it was knocked away by Tri-City. Picked back up by Horton. Shot was deflected away. Now it's up top for Lappin with a shot deflected away again. Poganski has it on the near side now. Now to neutral ice, but not deep as Friedman played it back in for Waterloo. They're in onside. Centering pass Winnecke. He shoots and misses the net. Rebound comes up top. Kept in again by Waterloo. Friedman to Winnecke. On the near side, Lappin lost it though to Valisano. Loose puck, Lappin gets it back. He shoots. It was blocked in front. Rebound is poked on the far side. Again, not out. Waterloo has the Storm hemmed in their own end. Lappin trying to go deep. Loose puck. Winnecke centering pass. Save Levine. They're jamming away. And it's still out. And it's still loose. And now the ref blows the whistle. Players pushing and shoving. Valisano shoving a Waterloo player on the ground. Levine holding his far side post. Caden Levine has allowed a power play goal this period, but he has looked very good for Tri-City. And especially there, Levine had to be strong as the puck came into the crease. We get a replay here on the board. He made one save, two saves, three saves, and then it was a jam battle in front of Levine, and he kept it out with the last pass. Fantastic goaltending by the University of Michigan commit, Caden Levine. Faced off one by Waterloo, shot in front, and it was blocked away, never got all the way through. Turned over to Kevin Kerr, and Blake Winecki falls down behind the net. Kerr will start forward, Lebowski into the zone. Got it on the near side, Gomez was deflected, and Gomez trying to play it on the near side wall, got it to Lebowski. Lebowski in the near side corner, send it for Milan, try to center for Gomez, and it was blocked. Now Milan has it down low, tried to get it back to Gomez, and went too far away from him. Now Torre Dello has it, couldn't keep it in. Dello takes the hit, continues to control the puck, backhands it forward, Gomez has got a seed. Gomez shoots, and a save made by Johnson. Rebound knocked out by Waterloo. Far side, Schultz in a race for it, and he wins it against Melanson. Gomez played it forward with a hand pass, and Lebowski touches up. So stop play with 3:16 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Waterloo on the breeze, 94.5. We talked about the three keys to victory. One thing we said, keep it close in the first. And we got a loose stick on the ice right now. So we got to get rid of that. If the Storm can continue to only trail by one here, going to the locker room, 3 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first, I think the Storm will be comfortable with that, trying to settle everybody down after the first and really get to work in this game and play a Jim Holton style. As the play is in the Storm and off the faceoff, it's sent forward by Hutton. And Berger got it far side. Schultz and now Eastman to neutral. Eastman into the zone, moves past Pratt. Eastman is on the far side, shoots, it was blocked. Eastman threw down a Blackhawk player, Montour, there. Now it's Curry who takes it back for Tri-City, trying to dangle through Sanford. He lost it, and here's Sanford moving the other way. He shoots and misses the net wide right. Far side, Curry trying to get it out. He couldn't. Kept in, but now Schultz plays it on the far side. Banked into the Waterloo end. Drew Mayer couldn't catch up with it. Mark Friedman knocked that play away. And now Sheehy on the far side sends it to Sanford, who's in offside. As the Blackhawks trying to settle things down there, Montour jumped the gun and hopped in offside. 2:26 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Waterloo here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff just outside of the Storm and a neutral line. Shot in deep by Waterloo. Around the near side, Dello has it for Tri-City, trying to get it forward. Russell stops him there. And now it's Pecoraro for Waterloo. Pecoraro loses it. Here's McMurphy out of the zone. And in neutral ice, Storm trying to move it forward. Stopped there by Patrick Russell. He's back in onside. Russell shoved by Dello. And it's up top, and it's out of the zone. Loose puck. Hutchison comes over to take it. Hutchison moved in. Had a tag up as he was offside. Puck's now for Kevin Kerr for Tri-City neutral ice. He wraps it around the wall to the near side. Wilkie sends it back for Valisano on the near side corner. Valisano's holding. He wraps it in deep for Wilkie. Loose puck. Poganski trying to get it back in deep. Taken away by Waterloo. Up top, kept in nicely by Donovan Gardner on the line. And now it's Valisano up top for Gardner. Gardner sent it back in deep for Poganski. Poganski to the center. Nobody there. Nice look by Poganski, but it was taken away by Pecoraro, and now Krieger sends it back into the Storm end. Gardner down low, plays it to Larson. Back to Gardner in the near side corner. Poganski up the wall, kept in by Shaw. Deflected away by Lappin. He shoots it, and it was deflected wide of the net. Now it's Larson down low, lost it to Winecki, though. Final minute of the first period, Tri-City trailing by one. And it's deflected out in a neutral ice by the Storm. Waterloo recovers here. Shaw on the far side to Alec McRae, who shoots in. Levine steers it into the near side corner. And now Gomez on the near side wall. Send it to neutralize. Bouncing puck. Shaw cut it off just before Lebowski could get to it. And now Winecki comes back in onside. He shoots the deflection in front. Levine sweeps it away. Up top, kept in by McRae with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Behind the net. Played by Schultz on the near side. Gomez for Tri-City. Lofts it out to neutralize. Lebowski gloves it down. He's got a 2-on-2. Lebowski into the zone. Lost his balance. Threw it towards the net. Swept away by Waterloo. 25 seconds left in the first. Through neutralize. Back to Hutton for the Storm. Carter Hutton. excuse me, that's Grant Hutton. Carter Hutton plays for the Nashville Predators and former Hockey East player in college. As it's sent in deep once more by the Storm to Waterloo. And the final second ticking off here. In the Waterloo end as the Storm work on the near side wall. It's a 1-0 game after one period. Waterloo scoring the only goal on the power play. Fans saluting their Blackhawks, but I think the Storm coaching staff are going to be okay with a 1-0 score right now. Tri-City still very much in this game here in Waterloo. After 20 minutes, they'll regroup and come back for the second period. We have a special interview here after the first period with one of the Storm forwards. It's Patrick Curry. Curry, who is originally from Schaumburg, Illinois, will join us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report when we come back here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Shaffrin alongside Pat Curry of the Tri-City Storm. And Storm going up against the Waterloo Blackhawks here tonight. Pat, wanted to get to know you a little bit better here in this interview. You've been playing on a line with Chase Berger and Kyle Eastman over the past couple weeks, and coach has been liking your play. What have you guys done together to try to gel as a line?
During practice, you know, we're trying to get used to each other. I mean, I've played with Berger basically the majority of the year, and me and him have been clicking, so we're throwing Eastman on, and we're kind of a line that's got to get in the corners, you know, kind of get some energy for the team, and we just got to contribute in the way that coach wants us to, and I mean, we've been putting a couple in every once in a while, but we kind of want to become more consistent and start putting one in every night and stuff like that. So
this is a couple weeks in for you. You came from the North American League up in Springfield. What have been the differences for you in the USHL as compared to the North American League?
It would definitely be the game speed. I mean, you got to make your decisions faster. And guys are on you quicker. You got to move your feet right when you need the puck, because if you don't, you're going to have a guy right on you. So, I mean, just overall the speed, I mean, there's not really much of a size difference, but some of the guys you can tell are a little bit stronger, and, I mean, these are the best players from everywhere that they come from. So, I mean, that's why it's such a good league.
Now, in the last couple games, you guys have been having a lot of success, 5-game win streak. What are the kinds of things that have been going right for you guys over the last couple weeks?
Well, on like a win streak like this, you know, you got to get the bounces. But, I mean, every night we've been coming out, being hard to play against. Getting the pucks to the net is basically the main thing. I mean, when you put a lot of shots on, you know, better chance of scoring. And, I mean, we've just kind of been clicking. Coach has been working with us hard at practice. And we've just kind of been coming out and competing every night. And it's been going good for us. So,
what's one thing that's been different about living in Kearney as opposed to living in Illinois?
Probably the wind. I mean, in Illinois, I mean, it's a windy city, but out here, I mean, there's nothing really blocking the wind. And so, yeah, you drive and your car's getting blown around a little bit. And, I mean, yeah, basically just the wind, though.
You're on the road here with the team. First couple road trips. You've been on a road trip up to Sioux Falls, but been a lot of time at home lately. What is it like to get on the road trips, and what's important for you to focus on when you're trying to win on the road?
Well, I mean, it's always fun on the road, you know, being on the bus with the guys. There's a lot of bonding going on, you know, all the boys talking and watching movies on the bus and stuff. But on the road, I feel like it's more important to kind of simplify your game. You know, you don't want to come out trying to do too much. And, I mean, they obviously got the crowd behind them, so you kind of want to do as little as possible to get their crowd into the game. So you want to kind of take the crowd out of the game and kind of have a string together some good shifts and be in their end, playing their end more than they play in ours. So,
talking with Pat Curry here during the Tri-City Storm against Waterloo Blackhawks game. Pat, college is obviously something that you got coming down the road. This is your last year in high school, but you don't have a commitment yet. What are the kinds of schools that maybe you've been looking for, or what are the kinds of schools that you might look to play at?
Well, obviously, I've been talking to a few here ever since I joined the league, as with, like, Penn State and Ferris State and Bemidji. So, I mean, I'm kind of just looking for a school that's good academically, and, I mean, that will kind of better me for trying to play pro hockey or minor pro. So I'm trying to look for an organization that has good schooling and just an overall good hockey team.
All right, Pat Curry joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Pat, we thank you for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know, where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, hockey fans. At Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitor service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way, by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Waterloo Blackhawks after one period of play at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. Jared Chaffron with you here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. So, Stadler Implement period recap here. Pretty quickly, the Waterloo Blackhawks got the only goal. Drew Mawonson on the power play from Tyler Sheehy and Mark Friedman at 4:31 of the first. Waterloo outshoots Tri-City 15-8. Levine made 14 saves. Cameron Johnson made 8 saves for Waterloo. 3 penalties in the first, 2 to Tri-City. 1 to Drew Mayer for slashing. The other to Donovan Gardner for charging. And a checking from behind was whistled on Tim Lappin. Tri-City 0-for-1 on the power play at Waterloo. 1 out of 2. That's your first period recap. Let's get you our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. As we look to the scoreboard, we've been scoreboard watching here for you in the USHL. Muskegon and Youngstown are tied at 1-1 in the third period with 16 minutes to go. Muskegon fighting for a playoff spot. Youngstown is pretty much out of the race in the Eastern Conference. Lincoln has a 2-0 lead over the Fargo Force after one period at the Icebox. Sioux Falls and Omaha are tied at 1-1 after the first period. 1-1 tie between Sioux Falls and Omaha. The Stampede are 14 points ahead of Tri-City in the Western Conference standings right now. And it is important for the Storm to root against Sioux Falls. So they're going to root, your Storm fans, root for Omaha. 1-1 between the Lancers and the Stampede after one period. Sioux City and Des Moines scoreless after one in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. Storm rooting for the Bucks in that one. Storm are 12 points behind Sioux City. However, they're facing Sioux City tomorrow night. Chance to get closer to the Musketeers. Musketeers do have 2 games in hand on Tri-City right now. Chicago and Green Bay are scoreless. Storm will see Chicago next weekend on a Sunday afternoon game in Bensonville at the Edge. Chicago and Green Bay scoreless after one. Indiana and Cedar Rapids are tied 1-1 after one period. The Ice, number one team in the Eastern Conference. The Storm will face Indiana twice next weekend on Friday and Saturday night in Indianapolis. Cedar Rapids and Indiana tied 1-1. Good matchup of Eastern Conference teams in that battle. Once again, Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Waterloo after the first period here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Jared Chaffron with you here. The only Waterloo goal scored by Drew Mawonson. Mawonson now has 12 goals this season for Waterloo. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's trivia question of the week on Tuesday afternoon. Comment on the trivia question, which will be on our Storm Facebook page and on the Storm Facebook page. Comment with the correct answer on the trivia question every Tuesday afternoon. You can be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salad. Valentino's has what you like. Fans, remind you to check out all of our social media networks here with the Storm. Twitter, we are at @TriCityStorm. Instagram, at @TriCityStorm. YouTube, we are TC Storm Vision is our YouTube channel. And right now, you can head to stormhockey.com. Check out the live blog being provided by our own Adam McLaughlin on stormhockey.com. Right on the front page, you can find the live blog here for this game between Tri-City and Waterloo. Check stormhockey.com for all the latest news and updates from the Storm. Storm are not back at home for a little while. Next game will be Pack It In Purple on February 22nd. Really nice jersey presented by United Way for the Pack It In Purple. There'll be a jersey auction after the game. Nice-looking jerseys the Storm will wear. That's on February 22nd against the Lincoln Stars. Pack It In Purple coming up soon at the Viero Event Center. Right now, Waterloo leading 1-0 over Tri-City after the first period. We'll come back in just a couple moments to start the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza here in Waterloo on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some us!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Waterloo Blackhawks on top of the Tri-City Storm, 1-0 as we get set to start the second period presented by Papa John's. Waterloo Blackhawks out of their locker room, and you'll hear the noise of the fans once again here in Waterloo. And the goal horn, of course. Tri-City out of their locker room as well. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial here in the second period. Waterloo from left to right. They re-enter the ice. Only goal in this game scored by Drew Melanchthon of the Blackhawks. Storm's leading score against Waterloo this season, no longer on the team. Christian Horn had 4 points in two games against Waterloo. He had 3 points in one game in the win over Waterloo on October 30th. The only guy who's a leading point scorer against Waterloo that's still on the team is Dan Lebowski, who has 3 assists. Joel Esperance and Garrett Sincere also had success against Waterloo. For the Blackhawks, it's been Zach Sanford that's led the way with 2 goals and 1 assist, but just like most of this season, really the scoring has been spread out for the Blackhawks against Tri-City this year. And for the most part, all year, the Waterloo team has really spread out its scoring. Pretty impressive numbers for the Blackhawks. There's about 9 players that have over 30 points for Waterloo. One of the top scoring teams in the U.S. St. Challenge. We're underway in the second. Storm won the faceoff and it was turned over. Here's Zach Sanford with a centering pass knocked away by Grant Hutton. Hutton's got it forward here for Lebowski. Lebowski through neutralized into the zone. He shoots and a save made by Johnson. Rebound down low. And it's played by Montour on the far side. Melanson moves it forward. He's got the only goal in the game thus far. Taken away by Gomez. And now the Storm have it. Schultz got it forward for Lebowski. Loose puck, though, taken away by Sanford. Cross-ice pass back to neutral ice. Moved by the Blackhawks. Loose puck again picked up by Brandon Montour. Montour into the zone from the near side. Montour centering pass. Loose puck on the doorstep. Taken away by Tri-City. And now Lebowski will bank it off the near side wall. Down into the Waterloo end. Soft little dump-in play by Lebowski. No icing whistle. Blackhawks come the other way. Here's a 2-on-1. Pecoraro to the center. He scores. Liam Pecoraro on the 2-on-1. What a move. 19:01 to go in the second. It's now 2-0 Waterloo. And that's some speed there from the Blackhawks. Liam Pecoraro is known for the speed. This season, Pecoraro now at 12 goals and 24 assists in his 32nd game. He had Russell and a nice little drag split Levine's legs open, and he beat Levine 5 holes, spread the puck under Hayden Levine. It's 2-0 Waterloo. Faced off one back by the Blackhawks now, and it's Hayden Shaw that controls the puck for McCray. Move forward now, and here's Russell rushing into the Storm end. Russell with a shot. Levine's good with the glove there. Stops play and hangs on. Minute 12 seconds into the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza. And it's a 2-0 lead. For the Waterloo Blackhawks, the Storm have their work cut out for them here to get back in this game. Being outshot 17-9 right now. Montour picks up an assist. And he continues his point streak now 16 consecutive games. With a point, that's the longest streak in the USHL this season. It's currently still active. Storm have possession on the far side, turned over once again. Another shot saved made by Levine, and he hangs on. That time, the shot came for Waterloo for Peter Krieger. His leading score with 40 points entering the game. 18:32 to go here in the second period. 2-0. Waterloo on top of Tri-City. Jake Horton will take the faceoff now. It's McMurphy for the Storm. McMurphy wins it into the far side corner, but it's taken by Waterloo. Centering pass, and it's loose in front, knocked away by Larson, and he starts forward with Hutchison. Hutchison with a 2-on-2 into the zone. Hutchison on the far side. Tops to the corner. Sends it to McMurphy, who leaves it for Mayer on the near side. Up top, Frederick Larson. Larson tees up, and a save made there by Johnson. Good look from Frederick Larson, keeping the shot low, keeping it on net. The Storm will change their lines here as we get a stoppage with 18:13 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Got a 2-0 lead for the Waterloo Blackhawks. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Gomez trying to get loose, and then he tried to leave it for Lebowski, but it was taken away by Tyson McClellan. McClellan outlet pass, and now it's Austin Veith into the zone. He shoots in a deflection into the net, out of play. Couple quick stoppages of play. 2 minutes into the second period, but we have seen a goal. Liam Pecoraro from Brandon Montour. 59 seconds into the second period. Nice move by Pecoraro. And it's 2-0 Waterloo. Cody Milan wins the faceoff here for Tri-City, and Larson leaves it down for the new defenseman, Donovan Gardner. One of two new defensemen in the lineup for Tri-City tonight. Here comes the Storm of the Rush. It's Lebowski on the far side. Centering play. Puck went wide of the net. Rebound. Gomez taken down. It's penalty upcoming to Waterloo. It's Austin Veith who gets the cross-checking call. Gomez taken down on the play. Tri-City. That's the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. We've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm with the faceoff, and now Dello has it on the left point. Leaves it for Wilkie up top. Wilkie, cross-ice pass over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr up top to Dello. Dello Holden. Now Wilkie with a one-timer that went wide. Rebound Pogamp. He got it under control. Up top, Wilkie. Wilkie at the top of the left circle. Down low for Pogamski. Pogamski trying to find some space. Got it to Valisano on the near side. Valisano finds room in the center. Back up top, Kevin Kerr. Cross-side pass. Wilkie's got space. To the center. Loose puck on the far side. And it's taken away by Waterloo around the near side. Wilkie keeps it in. Wilkie holding. Shooting. Missed the net wide. Now a rebound on the near side. Pogamski's got it for Tri-City. Back to Valisano. And moved up and out of the zone. Dello's got to sprint back to get it. Lappin wins the race. Lappin on the far side. Dello shoves him into the back wall. And now it's Pat Curry that starts forward but turns it over. And Blake Winnecke with a toe drag move. Winnecke shoots and misses the net. Rebound Tyson McClellan. Waterloo with some shorthanded action. Blackhawks scored 3 shorthanded goals last weekend with some lopsided wins. But as Storm takes the puck back. And now Torrey Dello has it. 40 seconds to go, and he turns it over again. Winnecke, a shot and a save made by Levine. Levine looked behind him, didn't know where the puck was. Ryan McMurphy controls things for Tri-City. 30 seconds left on the Century 21 power play. Sent in deep by Berger. McMurphy down low. McMurphy, far side, up top. Berger, far side corner. McMurphy, half wall. Down low to Pat Curry. Curry turns it over to Winnecke. Blake Winnecke, great job on the penalty kill for Waterloo. They got a 3-on-2 into the Storm end. Montour joining the rush, knocked away by Schultz. Here comes Pat Curry. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Curry in the near side. Curry lost the puck away. Could have had McMurphy on the far side. Sent all the way down by the Blackhawks, and they're back at full strength. Puck now on the near side of the Storm end as Grant Hutton swings it back down low behind the net for Jalen Schultz. Schultz for Tri-City. Played with Hutton last season. Corpus Christi. Puck's turned over and kept back in by Waterloo. Now back to the Tri-City six as Hutton took a hit, lost the puck. Waterloo just tenacious here. Couple offensive zone turnovers that they've caused. And now it's taken back by Milan, but a loose puck taken back by Melanson. A shot missed the net wide. Rebound bouncing around, taken by Milan. Wrapped around the far side, kept in by Hayden Shaw. Got it in deep. Now moves to the near side. And it's Lebowski who banks it forward. And here's Cody Milan. Milan couldn't catch up with it, trying to get into the zone. It went into the Storm bench. And we get a stoppage. 14:54 remaining here in the second period. Waterloo on top of Tri-City. 2-0 here. And the Papa John, second period of play. 2-0 lead for the Blackhawks. For the faceoff, a couple pushes and shoves between Wilkie and Patrick Russell has to be separated. Now Valisano wins the faceoff for Tri-City. Larson got it over. And it's shot in by Gardner. Wilkie on the near side with a hit. Larson with a shot, deflection in front. Loose puck put wide by Valisano. Bouncing puck. Now Pogamski has it back. Shot in the center, and Johnson makes the save. And deflects the puck out of play. 14:36 remaining in the second period. Offensive zone faceoff for Tri-City. Good look there from Pogamski. 2-0 Waterloo lead here on the breeze. Faceoff to the right of the netminder, Johnson for Waterloo. Bouncing puck off the draw. Goes deeper in the Waterloo end. Nice job by Hutchison keeping it in there for a second. And now it's moved by Brandon Montour. And Waterloo moving it up the wall, out to neutral ice. Hutchison backhands it all the way back in deep. Nice job by Hutchison. Now the Blackhawks here on the near side, taken away by Mayer. Mayer in deep to the center. Loose puck, net comes off. Nice power move from Drew Mayer trying to come in front. And we get the stoppage here with 14:09 remaining in the Papa John's second period of play with the Blackhawks leading the Storm. 2-0 here on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Storm trailing 2-0 now to Waterloo, being outshot in this one 18-12. Hayden Levine has done a good job for Tri-City thus far. made some good saves, but the Blackhawks have scored twice, once on the power play from Drew Belonson, the other to Liam Pecoraro from Brandon Montour. At 59 seconds of this second period, Storm would love to get a goal to cut it into this Blackhawks lead. A little discussion here at the bench during the media timeout. Faceoff will be in the Waterloo end. Tri-City, last couple shifts have been pretty good. Trying to generate chances. Most recently, a nice power move by Drew Mayer, and then a little pile up in front of the Waterloo crease. Faceoff to the right of Johnson in the Waterloo end. Herder on the faceoff for Tri-City against Jake Horton. Bouncing puck won by Tri-City. Eastman with a shot and a save made. Rebound loose. And Kerr could keep it in. He swiped at it, but then it went under his stick. And now Dello lost the puck in neutral ice. And it's Jake Horton who moves in. Horton on the near side. Horton on the half wall. Centered it. Taken away by Pat Curry. Nice little play by Curry there to take it away. Got it out of the zone. Loose puck in neutral ice. Taken by the Blackhawks. And Horton tries to come back in. He does. Gets it to Winnecke. Try to go back to Horton. Turn over to Curry. Curry got it forward for Eastman. Knocked away by Waterloo. And now Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City. Nice pass. Over to Eastman to the far side. Eastman to the center. Puck bounces wide of the crease. And it's played down deep. Austin Veith got it deep for Derek Pratt, who took a hit from Eastman. And now Waterloo gets it back to neutral line. Rolling puck back to the Storm end. Nice job by Lobosky on the back check to get it down low. Over to Schultz. And now it's moved forward by Milan. Took a hit. Rolls up top for Hayden Shaw with a save, shot and a save by Levine. Levine got it with the left pass. And now Veith plays it on the far side wall. Gomez wins the race to the puck. Nice job by Garrett Gomez to get it out to neutral line. Waterloo right now with possession. It's moved back in by Winnecke. Winnecke on the near side corner. Big hit by Schultz. Puts him into the wall, but Tyson McClellan picks up the puck. He's sealed off by Hutton for the Storm. And now here comes Tri-City. It's Lobosky. Lobosky into the zone. Lobosky stops on the far circle. Goes in deep. Battle on the wall is won by Zach Sanford. And Sanford gets around Milan, and here they come. Here's Waterloo Sheehy on the far side. Sheehy got it swiped away by Gardner. Nice job by Donovan Gardner. Kicked it forward to Gomez. He banked it forward. Lobosky can't get it out at the top of the zone. Kept in on the far side. Gardner got it forward to Gomez. Ice pass finds Milan. Milan on the far side sends it in deep. Right in onto the netminder, Johnson, who steers it over to McCray. McCray will start forward for Waterloo. 12 minutes to go in the second. 2-0 Blackhawk lead. As Waterloo will change here. It's moved forward by Valisano. Now Poganski. Poganski to the center. Taking off the puck. Puck's trying to be cleared by Waterloo. And now on a second attempt, they get it out. And here's Peter Krieger. Krieger into the zone. He shoots. Deflection wide of the net. On the far side, Krieger lost the puck to Dello as he got hit by Poganski. And now it's Valisano into the offensive zone. Valisano stops at the center. Takes a hit. Trying to get position, but he got taken off the puck, and here comes Waterloo the other way once again. Pecoraro to the center, knocked away by Dello. Now Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City. Got it forward, Poganski got a deflection by Valisano, but back to Waterloo. In onside again, Krieger. Krieger shoots, deflection wide. Now on the far side, Poganski left it for Kevin Kerr. 11:17 to go in the second. 2-0 lead for Waterloo. Wilkie for Tri-City with a cross-ice pass over to Dello. Dello in his own end to Kevin Kerr. Kerr banked it off the near side half wall, turned over to Jake Horton. Horton to Winnecke, shoots it wide of the crease, and now it's out of the zone of the rebound. Wilkie got a deflection with it off his stick, and now it's Montour who has it for Waterloo. Sent forward, Winnecke in onside, far side, shot was just whiffed on, a one-timer opportunity for Horton. Whiffed on the shot. Now on the near side, Lappin from the near side corner. Winnecke for the front for Horton was knocked away by Tri-City. Lappin in the corner once more. The near side, Berger takes that one away for Tri-City. And the Storm come forward with Berger with it. Got it to neutral ice. Rolling back into the Waterloo end. Montour on the far side. Sent it up and out of play. Stopping play with 10:29 to go in the second period. Presented by Papa John's here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Waterloo with a 2-0 lead over Tri-City. Faceoff will be in the Blackhawk hand to the left of netminder Cam Johnson. McMurphy on the faceoff now against John Wietala, won by Tri-City. Schultz with a shot. Missed the net wide. Good screen in front, though, by both Mayer and McMurphy. Now out to neutralize. Waterloo has it in onside, a shot missing it wide, rebound loose, and it's behind the net. Waterloo has it. Blackhawks with Tyson McClellan on the far side, knocked away by McMurphy out of the zone, and now McCray has it on the near side. McCray shoots in deep, takes a hit. Puck goes behind the Storm net. Schultz around the near side. Austin Veith with it for Waterloo. A shot was blocked by Hutton. Kept in by McCray. Far side. Another shot. Went wide of the net. Rebound loose. Behind the net. Weetala to Veith, who's shoved down by Hutton. On the near side, McCray keeps it in for Waterloo. Centering pass knocked away by Schultz. Schultz got it up top, but not out. Kept in by McClellan. Schultz has it back, though. He just trips and falls. Lost an edge there to Jalen Schultz. And now it's Ryan McMurphy, nice pass for Hutchison in a neutral line. Hutchison past the red line, sends it in deep. Into the Waterloo end. Mayer chasing in pursuit. Had it for a second, but lost it to McCray. Kept in, though, by Gardner. Down low, Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side. Try to play give and go with Milan. Taken away by Waterloo. Out to neutral ice. Here come the Blackhawks. Sent in deep by Melanson. Skipped over Levine's stick, and Melanson finds it on the near side corner. Up top for Sanford. Shot. Save made by Levine, and he hangs on. 9:04 remaining. Second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City trailing 2-0 Waterloo here on the breeze. 94.5 FM. Storm head coach Jim Holton trying to find some offense here. Storm has been better offensively over the last month. But here they trail 2-0 to a Waterloo team that is just on fire right now, as hot as you can be, winning 15 games in a row, have points in all their last 21 games. Quick shot off the faceoff by Waterloo, saved by Levine with the right pad. Down low, a puck knocked away by Gardner into the far side corner. Donovan Gardner to the center. Waterloo players trying to find the puck. A shot was blocked by Poganski, and now it's settled down by Gardner. Wilkie's got it on the near side, got it forward, deflection into the zone, bouncing puck, knocked down by Friedman. Nice job by Friedman. Big hit by Poganski on Friedman. He is down, and Poganski wakes up this crowd. What a hit. And the only thing you got to concern here is Friedman is down, and it may have been a knee on knee. Officials right away come in and separate the teams. I didn't see a penalty call in the play. Matt Stern is out, the Storm trainer. Going to look at Friedman, who's still down. Now he's on his all fours. Poganski being taken to the box. I didn't see a penalty coming on the hit. Drew Mayer is going to go talk to the officials here. That might be the biggest hit we've seen from a Tri-City Storm player this season. No exaggeration. Austin Poganski just absolutely lit up. Defenseman for Waterloo, Mark Friedman. And Friedman, up onto his feet, gets an ovation from the crowd. Friedman, not a player that Waterloo wants to lose. Mind you, a day after a trading deadline in which Waterloo did not make any moves. Waterloo didn't make any moves. See, Friedman bent over. The concern I have with the hit was that it might have been a knee on knee, but other than that, officials just discussing this right now. I don't know if they're thinking about potentially calling this a major. It was a big-time hit by Poganski, but I don't think he... I mean, maybe you could call it a charging because he took a step or two in, but looked like a clean hit. Don't think he got much of the head. The officials talking over right now. 2-0 Waterloo lead, 8:38 to go in the second period on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Huge hit by Austin Poganski. Jim Holt trying to rile his troops up here as Poganski is going to be taken out of this game. Poganski, not a player who engages in such physical, I mean, he's a physical player, but not a guy who throws those kind of hits. That's what surprised me. And Poganski's done for the night after a decision by the officiating crew. Jim Holton getting an explanation here. Tough call on Poganski, honestly. Poganski, though, as I was saying, coming into this game, in 35 games, just 14 penalty minutes. So by no means, and this is going to be his first time that we've seen him toss from a game. Maybe it's just a game misconduct here. I don't know if it's an ejection. He has been taken off for the rest of the period at least. 8:38 to go in the second. 2 minutes were up on the board, but they were taken off the board. He showed the hit just now on replay, and oh boy, Austin Pulganski, about as big of a hit as you could have, and I thought it looked pretty clean. But when you have an injured player on the ice, it's tough. You don't want to escalate anything. And now they've got two penalties on. Now they got to reset the score. Looks like it's just going to be a 2 minute minor to Pulganski and a potential 10 minute misconduct, which is hurtful for the Storm from the sense that they haven't had much scoring opportunity. Pulganski's been one of their bright spots on the offense, generating a couple chances. Still having an issue here with the scoreboard and what they're trying to put. Now they put 5 minute major on. They're calling a major. And I got to say, I disagree with the call. It was a huge hit, no doubt, but tough to call it a major. Storm right away are going to have a shorthanded chance off the faceoff, and Lebowski overskated the puck, and it's offside. So we'll get the call here. Pulganski, 5 minute major plus a game misconduct for a headshot. Tough call to Pulganski. They call head contact on Austin Pulganski. He's not a repeat offender, if you're wondering about a suspension. And tough call on Pulganski. Have to look at that replay again after this one's over and get a better look. But Waterloo now with a 5 minute power play and a quick shot saved made by Levine from Stanford. Another shot was saved by Levine. The Storm on the first faceoff to start this GNC penalty kill. We got another shot from McCray, saved by Levine. Rebounds loose. Levine makes another save. And now it's in the near side corner. We'll talk about that first play in a second here as McCray has it up top for Shaw. Shaw down low. Stanford shot, save made by Levine. Loose puck in the far side corner. McMurphy has it. McMurphy got it forward. And it's taken away by Waterloo. Another shot, save Levine. Another shot, save Levine. Another save Levine. Puck is finally blown dead after a couple more shoves in front by Waterloo. Hayden Levine has made some great saves here in this game, keeping it 2-0. Minute gone by in the 5 minute major, and we get a replay of a couple Levine saves. Point blank shot was saved by Levine. Then another save by Levine. Then another kick save. A couple more chances after Levine thought he had it with the glove, it squirted out, and he had to make another save. Off the first faceoff to start this major penalty kill for Tri-City, Dan Lebowski had a two-on-one opportunity. Could have been a great opportunity shorthanded for Tri-City, and Lebowski overskated the puck and came in offside. He was very upset with himself. And now Waterloo was coming in offside. They have to stop and tag up, and it's sent all the way down by Jalen Schultz for the Storm. So it's 2-0 Waterloo. 3 minutes and 35 seconds remaining on the power play for the Blackhawks, and they move into the Storm 8. Winnecke on the near side half wall. Up top for Krieger. Got it to Montour. Back to Krieger. Now down low, Winnecke. Centering pass. Russell tried to shoot it. It was knocked away by Berger. Storm put it into the near side half wall, but kept back in by Krieger. Krieger over to Montour. Cross-ice pass to Pecoraro. Back to Montour. Now on the near side, Krieger hammers one wide of the net. And Pecoraro can't keep it in. Pecoraro unable to keep it in for Waterloo. They got a tag up, and now it's Krieger. Krieger for the Blackhawks. On the near side, half wall again. Down low, pass was deflected. Got it to Winnecke. Now back to Krieger on the right circle. He shoots. Deflection up top into the netting and out of play. 6:29 to go in the second. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 2-0. 2:51 to go on the Austin Pulganski 5 minute major. The major for head contact and a game misconduct. And it was the biggest hit I think I've seen from a Storm player this season. Huge hit from Pulganski. And the Storm trying to kill this penalty. Face off to the left of Levine, won by the Blackhawks. McCray has it. Giving and going with. Down low with Melanson. Now it's Shaw. Down low again on the near side. and a shot was saved by Levine. Rebound and a wraparound, saved by Levine. Kept in again for Waterloo. Sheehy up top for Shaw. Shaw now to the center. Back to Sheehy. Centering pass. One-timer that was whiffed on by Sanford. Another shot was blocked. Sanford shoots and scores. Zach Sanford with a power play goal for Waterloo. Makes it 3-0 Blackhawks. Sanford, another player who has scored his 12th goal. All three Waterloo goals have been scored by players who had 11 on the season. Now all of them have 12. Sanford, as we talked about it earlier, now his third goal in his fourth game against Tri-City this season, leading all Waterloo scorers against Tri-City. And a power play goal and a great shot by Sanford right from the center in the slot. Just bar down, beat Levine over the right shoulder. Waterloo coming back in onside. And now they lose it out of the zone. So 5:50 to go in the second period. The major penalty still going for Waterloo. 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining on the power play. Here's Lappin in onside. Lappin to the goal line. Loses possession. Flies into the back wall. Picked back up though on the near side by Jay Court. Court stopping in the near side corner. Getting by Schultz. Court down low the goal line. Up top. Montour. Now back to the far side. Back to Montour again. He shoots. Save made by Levine with a glove. Levine got to be frustrated here with all of the shots that he's seen. A lot of the play has been down in the Storm end. And Levine has played well in this one. He's already seen 27 shots, made 24 saves. Scoreboard now showing that the Storm are leading 99-3 here in Waterloo. They'll have to fix that one. Eastman is being sent to the penalty box so that somebody can come out for Poganski. Nobody had ever gone over to serve the penalty before. Still not fixed the scoreboard. Fans, a little bit of a rumble here in the arena. Now they fixed it. Tri-City trails 3-0, 5:20 to go in the second. Faceoffs won by the Storm, sent all the way down by Kevin Kerr. 1:34 to go in the penalty kill presented by GNC for Tri-City. Tyler Sheehy in the zone for Waterloo. Entering pass with a trailer and a shot off the post and into the netting. Shot from Hayden Shaw went right off the crossbar and out of play. 5 minutes even, Papa John's second period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Waterloo. Two of the goals scored by the Blackhawks. Power play count. And two of them in this second period. Storm with a faceoff. And it's scrummed around at the top of the zone, knocked out by Kevin Kerr. Nice job by Kerr, but it's sent right back in by the Waterloo, and it's Sheehy on the near side. Sheehy from the near side corner, goes behind the net. Sheehy up top. Shot, save made by Levine. Aiden Shaw with another shot from the left side. Levine makes the save and hangs on. 1:03 to go here in the penalty kill for Tri-City. 4:41 to go in the second period. 3-0 Blackhawks lead. Now Asano on the faceoff for Tri-City, and he wins it to Larson. Larson couldn't get a hold of the puck, though, and now it's played by Witala up top to the point. Montour now back on the near side. Watson down low on the far side. And a shot from Horton was blocked and sent out by Larson, who got taken down. Larson right back onto his feet as it's Waterloo with it. Montour here. Not a lot of speed. Into the Storm end. Montour from the right circle. Behind the net. Montour on the far side now. To Horton. Up top, Lappin. Lappin from the right circle. Over to Montour at the top of the right point. Now it's Lappin. Far side corner. To Horton. Falls down. Centering pass. Horton just fell under his own accord. Now he turns it over, and McMurphy will send it all the way down for Tri-City. Final seconds of the GNC penalty kill. We'll see Eastman come out of the box. Lebowski will put pressure on Montour to move this puck. We're back at even strength. Eastman out of the box. He's going to make a play right away, but he gets taken out by McClellan. McClellan into the zone. He shoots, and it was blocked by Kerr. Here comes the Storm the other way. It's Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski into the zone. Centering pass went to the far side. Lebowski got hit hard. No call as Kevin Kerr sent it in deep. Now Eastman. Eastman trying to work with it on the far side corner. Taken away by the Blackhawks. And it's Blake Winecki. Centering pass to Austin Veit. Veit trying to go one-on-two here. Shoots and he scores. Austin Veit for Waterloo makes it 4-0 Blackhawks. 3:08 to go here in the second period. Levine very upset with himself after that one. Takes the helmet off. Trying to shake it off. As that one, Levine wants to have back. Sheehy was coming in one-on-two. Just took a harmless, sorry, not Sheehy, Veit. Took a harmless shot. And Levine maybe have been screened. There were two defensemen there. We're going to get a replay here. Veit just took the wrist shot. Shot it through Dello, who was getting back there, and Levine just missed it over the far side blocker. And Waterloo now with a 4-0 lead. Final minutes of this second period. Waterloo with another shot. Save Levine. Rebound loose, and he covers it up. Blackhawks in control of this one with a 4-0 lead. 2:51 to go in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Austin Veit for Waterloo has his fourth goal of the season in his 31st game. Face off to the right of Levine now. Waterloo already with 30 shots on net. They've scored on four of them. Tri-City in comparison with just 14 shots on goal. Pecoraro has it for Waterloo now on the far side. Off the face off, and Pecoraro behind the net. Takes a shove there from Hutt. Another shove. And it's moved forward up the near side wall. Taken back by Pecoraro. Center taken off the puck by Valisano. Trying to backhand pass over to Gomez, who sends it in deep. Gomez hit Pratt. And now it's moved by Valisano. And in the near side corner, taken back by Waterloo. Here's Krieger. Krieger on the near side. Russell. Russell. In the circle, he shoots and he makes the save. And it's up and out of the zone. Here's a race for Valisano with a 2-on-1 with Gomez. Valisano to Gomez, and he couldn't connect on a one-timer. Nice look from Valisano, and he passed it just behind Gomez. And now Watson shoots it wide as he came into the zone for Waterloo. Far side, Friedman going to see him back for Waterloo. Kept in by Gomez. Gomez lifts it forward, and Valisano got it to Wilkie into the zone. But not deep, and it's taken back by Cooper Watson. Far side, Austin Veit, who just scored that goal, got to McClellan in the zone. Winecki shoots. It was blocked by Gardner. Taken by Tri-City on the far side. Eastman couldn't catch the pass. Now Shaw had it, but he turned it over to Eastman. Here's Eastman. Shoot. Save made by Johnson. Rebound loose to the crease. And Johnson covers it up. Berger came in there. Couple players pushing and shoving. After the whistle, Eastman had a good look at that one. Took a shot on net. Save made by Johnson. 1:23 to go here in the second period. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to Waterloo. P.K. O'Hanley's team played very well in this game through just about 40 minutes. Face off to the right of Johnson. Is won by Waterloo forward out of the zone, but taken by Dello. Dello got it to Eastman, who sent it, tried to send it back in. It was deflected into the Storm bench and out of play. 1:16 remaining in the Papa John's second period. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to Waterloo here on the Breeze. 94.5. McMurphy trying to win this face-off, but it's lost to Sanford. Sanford takes a hit from McMurphy. Bent down. Nice job by McMurphy. Taken forward by Kevin Kerr. And now it's Dan Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Lebowski on the near side. Centering pass. Nobody there. Kevin Kerr trying to whack at that puck and keep it in. Taken out by Waterloo. Final minute of the second period. Kerr holding up Sanford. In neutral ice, taken by Tri-City. Milan got it to Lebowski into the zone. Offside is whistled. Lebowski very frustrated here tonight as he's had a couple rushes. Hasn't been able to put much on net. Been offside a few times as well. 48 seconds remaining in the second period. 4-0 Waterloo lead. Blackhawks now shooting the Storm 32-16. Berger will take the draw against Blake Winecki. Faceoff won by Berger over to Gardner. Gardner shoots it in deep. Played by the netminder for Waterloo, Johnson. Gardner pinches in and keeps it in. Mayer on the far side. Puck faked out to Hutchison. Shoots, and a save made by Johnson. Nice look from Hutchison from the far circle. Berger, nice hit in neutral ice on Lappin, but it's moved in by Winnecke offside. 26 seconds remain here in the second period. 4-0 Waterloo lead here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hayden Levine played well for Tri-City here tonight, but you've seen a barrage of shots already, 32, just about to finish the second period. Storm setting their guys in a late change. Here's Valisano's knocked out of the faceoff circle. Wilkie comes in to take it. It's won by Waterloo's Krieger. And it's wrapped around the wall to the far side of the Storm end. Played by Gardner. Grabs to Valisano. Valisano trying to find Wilkie, but it's taken back in deep by Waterloo. Picked up by Larson. Larson to the near side. Sent it to Curry. Up top, shot. Save made by Levine. Shot came from Alec McRae. Just 6 seconds left now in the second period. 4-0 Waterloo lead. Remember, Waterloo here has an Olympic-size ice surface. Olympics coming soon. The opening ceremony. We're earlier today. They're being shown on TV right now. Faceoff won by the Storm, Kevin Kerr. Shot around the wall. Chance in front for Waterloo as time expires. Levine kept it out. 4-0 the score after two periods. You hear the cowbells. That means the fans are excited here in Waterloo. 4-0 after 40 minutes. We'll take a break and recap everything on the Sadler Implement period recap in the Central Hydraulics. Intermission report. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to Waterloo on the Breeze, 94.5.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Sadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Sadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Sadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Waterloo Blackhawks 4-0 after two periods here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. And we're inside Central Hydraulic. Intermission report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Second period, Waterloo scores 3 consecutive goals, and they now hold a 4-0 lead on Tri-City. They outshot the Storm 19-9 in that second period. However, a lot of those shots came on a 5-minute major penalty to Austin Polganski for head contact. And just a tough call on Polganski. Really took a lot of energy out of the Storm. Waterloo scored 1 goal after the penalty to Polganski, and then scored again on an Austin Beath shot that came after the power play had expired, I believe. The first goal for Zach Sanford at 13:59. And yes, the Beath score came about 30 seconds after the Polganski penalty had expired. Polganski given a game misconduct, so not sure if he's, I think he's going to be able to return to this game in the third period. The Storm will need him for some offense, but right now, 4-0 Waterloo. Storm have a ways to go to get back into this game. Waterloo 2-of-3 on the power play. Tri-City 0-for-2. They've had a power play opportunity in each period. Honestly, I thought the puck movement has been pretty good for the Storm on the power play, especially the first unit of the power play, which has Wilkie, who really works well on the power play. Valestano and Polganski have done well on the power play as well. Polganski is the leading scorer on the power play for the Storm this season, and he's really done a good job getting position in front. Cam Johnson has stopped all 17 shots that he's seen in the first 40 minutes, and the Storm, again, trail 4-0. Caden Levine has already seen 34 shots in the first two periods. Probably going to see close to 50 shots tonight from Waterloo. And it's tough to get upset about Levine's goaltending when the shots are so lopsided. A lot of the goals he had no chance on. Most recent goal is the one he won back, but when the shots are so lopsided, never going to be able to blame your goaltender. Waterloo's had a lot of possession, but they've also had more power play opportunities. Waterloo with 9 total minutes of the power play to Tri-City's 4. And goals here for the Blackhawks, scored by Drew Melanson on the power play from Tyler Sheehy and Mark Friedman at 4:31 of the first period. And then the 3 in the second, Liam Pecoraro from Brandon Montour at 59 seconds. Zach Sanford on the power play from Hayden Shaw and Alec McRae at 13:59. And Austin Beath from Blake Winnecke and Derek Pratt at 16:52. 4-0 lead for Waterloo after two periods of play. Tri-City Polganski was leading them in shots on goal with 3. Kyle Eastman and Chris Wilkie each with 2 shots apiece for Tri-City. Zach Sanford has 6 shots on goal for Waterloo. Talked about Sanford a bunch in the last couple times these two teams have played. He is the real deal for Waterloo. And it's funny, he's not one of their total leading scorers. Sanford only came into the game with 26 points. Peter Krieger leads the team with 40. Montour 37, Pecoraro with 35, even Winnecke with 32. Sanford only with 26. No, not too shabby. He'd be the leading scorer of the Storm if he was on Tri-City, but just for some reason, he's all over the place against the Storm. And very impressive player for Waterloo. He scored a power play goal already with 6 shots on net for Waterloo. Hayden Shaw has 4 shots on net. Patrick Russell was 4 as well. And the Blackhawks once again leading here 4-0. Take a quick break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll come back here in a couple minutes with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks doing battle here at Young Arena. 4-0 lead for Waterloo. After the first two periods, check your out-of-town score. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. One final in the USHL thus far. That's Youngstown on top of Muskegon by a score of 3-1. In Youngstown, nice win for the Phantoms. Lincoln has a 3-2 lead over Fargo after two periods of play. In the icebox, 3-2 lead for Lincoln. Big score right now, 7-1 lead for Omaha on Sioux Falls after two periods. Storm rooting for Omaha, but holy cow, offensive explosion. The Lancers were 1-1 with Sioux Falls after one period and scored 6 goals in the second period. That's 6 goals in the second for Omaha. They've chased Arthur Bry. David Jacobson has come on, and Jacobson has faced 2 shots and has saved none of them. Hayden Hockey in net for the Lancers, and it's 6-1. Wow, just a really, really big deficit for Sioux Falls. And actually, Omaha here has 7 different goal scorers. Vesselhoff and Randolph each have one. Brian Williams, Nicholas Foline, Anthony Angelo, Brian and Louis Rowe all have goals for Omaha, boosting their offensive totals here. Three of the goals have been power play goals, so they've capitalized on power plays. And Sioux Falls trails 7-1 to Omaha after two periods, so it looks good for the Storm as far as not losing any ground on Sioux Falls tonight. Sioux City is ahead of Des Moines 3-2 after two periods, so what the Storm would love to see is Des Moines come back here after two. Sioux City with a 3-2 lead. Goals for the Musketeers from Valtteri Hopinen, Austin Aduno, and Blake Heinrich. Heinrich on the power play, and Joel Lesperon picks up his first assist as a member of the Musketeers. 3-2 lead for Sioux City over Des Moines. 2 Des Moines goals for Michael Marnell and Jack Jenkins. And Storm will see Sioux City tomorrow night. Tyson Event Center. Game gets underway at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air, just like normal, at 6:45 of the Viero Wireless pregame show in Sioux City tomorrow for the Storm and Musketeers. Final scores here in the Eastern Conference. Couple matchups. Chicago Steel up 1-0 on the Green Bay Gamblers, and the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders have a 2-1 lead on the Indiana Ice at the Stable. Cedar Rapids has goals from Alec Marsh and Nathan Widman. Widman with the shorthanded goal. Patrick Newell, the only goal for the Indiana Ice tonight on the power play. 2-1 lead after two periods in favor of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. And again, Storm here in the standing. They trail that fourth playoff spot. Okay, they trail fourth playoff spot by a total of 12 points coming in. 12 points. They trail Sioux City. However, they trail Sioux Falls by 14 points. Storm and Sioux Falls have played the same amount of games. Sioux City has played two less than Tri-City. And right now, they lead Des Moines 3-2 after two periods. Omaha has a 7-1 lead over Sioux Falls after two periods of play. Here in Waterloo, the Blackhawks have a 4-0 lead on Tri-City. Two teams with the longest win streak in the USHL doing battle tonight. Storm trailing 4-0 right now. See if they have a run in them for the third period. That's coming up next here on The Breeze. The third period of play presented by Big O Tires. Coming up next on the Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, the KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with three convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network, back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Waterloo Blackhawks just about to get ready for the third period. Waterloo with a 4-0 lead after the first 40 minutes. We'll see if the Storm can chip away, try to get back into this game. Waterloo led out of the tunnel by their goaltender, Cameron Johnson. Johnson saved all 17 shots that have come his way. And Tri-City is led out of their tunnel by Hayden Levine. Levine's seen a lot more action, 34 shots on net from Waterloo in the first two periods. Levine has stopped 30 of them. Tri-City with a couple penalties in this game and has allowed Waterloo two power play goals. That's been a big difference in this one. Tim Lappin, the captain of Waterloo, who used to play in Tri-City, was traded just about this time last season at the trade deadline. And I was thinking about it, there are only three players left on the Tri-City Storm roster that played with Tim Lappin, and those three, Garrett Gomez, Ryan McMurphy, and Kyle Eastman. That's it. Completely new defensive core since we saw Lappin in Tri-City. New goaltenders. Just three forwards remain from what Lappin once knew with Josh Algie. All new staff as well since the time Lappin was in Tri-City. So I used to think of it as a bit of a rivalry with Lappin against his former team, but to be honest here, as it's changed with different players in the Storm have made all these changes to the roster, especially over the last couple weeks, it's really not the same when you see Tim Lappin, although it's great to see Lappin having a good season for Waterloo. Had an injury earlier on in the year. Through 26 games, he had 4 goals and 9 assists coming in. Third period underway, Tri-City wins the opening faceoff, and they're coming from left to right on your radio dial for the third. Waterloo from right to left. And here's a chance for Pecoraro to the center. Give and go, and Pecoraro shoots and a score. 5-0 Waterloo now, just 18 seconds into the third. Storm looking deflated here. They came right out of the locker room. Won a faceoff. Lost the puck in neutral ice. Turned the puck over. And Pecoraro finds his second goal of the night for Waterloo. Tough break again. Levine left hanging out to dry in front of the Storm net. And the Blackhawks now have a 5-0 lead here in Waterloo. And Stroman the faceoff again. And here's Hutchison with a shot to the net that's saved by Johnson. Far side. Larson centered it, taken away by Waterloo. And that shot by Pecoraro just snuck by Levine, blocker side. 18 seconds into the third, and Waterloo has it yet another goal. They lead 5-0 now. It's Tri-City back with it in neutral line. Gardner has it. Gardner centers it. Larson, nice cross-ice pass, finds Mayer. Mayer into the zone. Milan shoots, and a save by Johnson. He hangs on and stops play. About a minute in here to the third period. Waterloo has a 5-0 lead. Two goals for Liam Pecoraro tonight. Pecoraro, he's a speedy forward, a second-year guy for Waterloo, and he has now has 13 goals in the season. Storm win the faceoff. Curry takes a shot that was blocked. And now Waterloo has possession. Jay Court got it forward to Winnecke. Winnecke shoots to the save made by Levine. Rebound is loose for a second, but they blow the whistle. Stop play. Minute and 3 seconds now into the Big O Tires. Third period, Tri-City. Trailing 5-0, they're announcing the Pecoraro goal for Waterloo. Pecoraro, second goal of the night. Peter Krieger gets the assist. 18 seconds into the third period. 5-0 lead now for the Blackhawks. Based off one by Waterloo in the Storm end. Centering pass. Loose puck is taken by Tri-City, and now Eastman's got it. Curry tied up with Lappin behind the play. Curry trying to get his stick loose. No calls coming. Lappin's not happy. Curry may have gotten away with a couple shoves there. Shot from Hutton at the point was blocked. Now on the near side, Hutton's got it back. He centers it for Curry, who went through the crease but couldn't get a piece of the puck. And now a penalty whistled to Waterloo. So Curry couldn't get a piece of the puck. He was trying to go through the center. Lappin is furious. They've called it on Tim Lappin. He can't believe it. The Waterloo captain head of the box. 2 minutes for slashing on Lappin. Lappin's second penalty of the night. He went for checking from behind earlier on in the game at the end of the first period. Storm of their third power play of the night. 18:27 to go in the game. Here are the Big O Tires third period. 5-0 lead for Waterloo. Storm looking to get on the board here. They win the faceoff. Larson's got it on the near side. Back up top for Schultz. Schultz, the far side. Gomez on the left circle. Gomez back down low to McMurphy. Back to Gomez on the far side. Gomez has got it up top. Schultz, Lebowski. Larson back to Lebowski. Now Larson again on the right point. Trying to get it to Lebowski. Forced it to him. Turnover to Pratt. Pratt sends it all the way down for Waterloo. 30 seconds gone by, and the penalty to Lappin for slashing. Storm have it. Near side, Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Gomez on the near side wall, left it for Lebowski, and it's taken away by John Retala. And now Waterloo has it. Horton is in onside, far side. Now Friedman with a shot. Levine fought it off in front. And now it's Lebowski who brings it out of the near side. Lebowski in a neutralize, no help with him though, taken right back by Waterloo and sent into the Storm bench. Assistant coach Eric Blaze almost got hit there. He ducked, but after the puck had flown by his head. Nobody hit though, as it went off the glass. Far side of the Storm bench. 5-0 is the score here. Waterloo in the lead. 17:28 to go in the game. Here are the Big O Tires third period. Storm the power play for another minute and 2 seconds here. Presented by Century 21. Based off one by Waterloo. Sent right back to neutral ice as Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City. Kerr sends it from the red line in deep. Cody Milan picks it up on the near side corner. Wrapped around the wall up top, Dello. Dello from the right side to Kerr on the left. Back to Dello on the right. Shoot! Score! Tri-City gets on the board with a power play goal. Shot came from Dello, was deflected in front. And I may have hit Chase Berger. Not sure who's going to get credit for it, but the Storm are on the board with a power play goal here in the third period. 17:08 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm get a power play goal, more importantly, is something that they had a lot of chances on earlier in the night, but couldn't convert on. Now the Storm going with a line of Eastman, Valisano, and Hutchison. Combination of three different lines here for Holton. Centering pass and a shot on Levine from the Blackhawks. Drew Melanson. Save made by Levine. Turned over the far side. Hutchison got it to the front. Knocked away. And now it's back to Larson. Let's see what the scoring on the Storm goal here. And they give it a Chase Berger. Valisano, Eastman shot, and it's deflected out of play. Della will pick up an assist on Berger's goal. For Chase Berger, it's his ninth goal of the season in his 40th game. Della has his fourth assist of the season. It's also his 40th game. This is the Storm's 41st game of the season. Della and Berger have each only missed one contest. I believe that's the most on the team as far as playing for the Storm goes. Valisano has played in 41 USHL games coming into tonight, but all of them were Sioux Falls until his first five past couple weeks. Faceoff won by Waterloo, and Pecoraro gets around a man in a centering pass and a save by Levine. Russell was on the doorstep, and Levine stopped that play. Made two saves on Russell. Nice centering pass, though, by Pecoraro. As Waterloo leads 5-1 here on the breeze. 16:27 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff to the left of Levine now is won back by Tri-City, and it's Hutton who's got it to the near side. Mayer. Now Berger back to Hutton. Hutton got it forward, kept in the zone by Waterloo, though. Mayer takes down his man. No call coming. Mayer has the puck. Got it forward for Berger in a neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Mayer overskated it. came in offside, had a tag up. And now it's Cooper Watson who sends it back for Alec McCray. And Pecoraro in onside on the far side. Pecoraro, far side corner. Krieger almost got taken away by Berger. And now it's Schultz who finds it, Berger. And Berger moves on the far side, 3-on-2 for Tri-City. 4-on-2 now with Hutton. Gomez has got it. He shoots, and a save made by Johnson. Gomez with a nice opportunity there. Trying to shoot it. Johnson was there to take the shot. Gomez could have tried to give it an Eastman on the near side, but a smart play to just shoot there for Gomez. Storm really wanted to make sure they got a shot on that nice rush. Johnson made the save. Made every save but one here tonight. 5-1 lead for Waterloo. Storm with a faceoff to restart play. Eastman sends it back in deep. Taken back by Waterloo out of the zone. Here comes the Blackhawks. Horton in onside. He shoots and it's into the chest of Hayden Levine, who stopped play. With 15:33 to go in the Big O Tires, third period of play, Tri-City Storm trailing the Waterloo Blackhawks 5-1. The only goal for the Storm from Chase Berger on the power play from Tori Dello and Kevin Kerr at 2:52 of this third period. Waterloo off the faceoff has Lappin who has it. Lappin runs into Milan. Far side puck goes and Hutchison picks it up. Hutchison to neutralize. Hutchison still with it. Trying to send it in deep. It was blocked, though, by Cooper Watson. Sent back out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr backhands it over to Dello. Cross-ice pass deflected in by Hutchison. Here's Milan trying to race to the puck, but he couldn't get there in time. Goes into the corner. And it's played forward by Waterloo out to neutralize. Scooped up by Kevin Kerr. Twists and turning. Cuts it forward to Hutchison. Hutchison sends it in deep. Goes off on a change. Sent in deep now by Hutchison. McMurphy on the forecheck trying to take it away. Lappin looked like he elbowed McMurphy there. McMurphy went down, but no call coming. And Storm have it back to neutral ice. And Tyson McClellan had it taken away by Donovan Gardner, Tri-City. Now Waterloo brings it back in. Montour, what a move there by Montour. And a centering pass knocked away. And Montour had a good move to the center. No shot on net. Waterloo has it back in neutral ice now. 14:20 to go in the game. Nice hit by McMurphy on McClellan to jar the puck free. And now it's moved by Valenzano, who shoots in deep. Avoids a hit by Tyson McClellan. Johnson for Waterloo plays it behind the net. Penalty upcoming here on Pat Curry, who took down Montour with a hook in the offensive zone. Storm headed the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Pat Curry into the box for 2 minutes for hooking. Waterloo on the power play, Storm with the GNC penalty kill. Waterloo 2-for-3 on the power play so far tonight. Faceoff is won by Waterloo, but all the way down on Johnson. He leaves it for Montour. 14 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 4-1. Waterloo on the power play. Krieger to the center. Missed the net wide. Now Winnecke up top. Got it to Montour. Back to Winnecke. Montour again. Into the center. Krieger lost the puck for a second. Schultz was trying to get it out, but he couldn't. Now it's Winnecke. Far side corner. Russell in the center. Back to Krieger on the far side. Montour. Gets it past Wilkie to Krieger. Montour with a shot. Save made by Levine. What a rocket Montour has from the point. Levine made the save with a pass. Loose puck behind the Storm. Net picked up by Jalen Schultz. Schultz out of room, and he sends it out of the zone. Can't get it deep, though. Pecoraro stopped it, and now Krieger comes back in with a rush to the center. Skipped over Russell's stick. And on the far side, Krieger to the center, and it's knocked away by Berger. Intended pass for Friedman. And now Friedman has it for Waterloo. Friedman to Shaw on the near side. Shaw cross-ice pass. Kevin Kerr almost intercepted that. And it was brought in by Sanford. Sanford at the top of the zone. Sanford holding, shooting, misses the net wide. Now Friedman on the right circle. Got it down low to Melanson. Shoot, save made. Levine was there. And it goes out of play for a stoppage. 12:39 to go. Here in the Big O Tires third period, Tri-City trailing to Waterloo 5-1. 31 seconds remaining on the Pat Curry hooking penalty. Tri-City on the GNC penalty kill here. Faced off to the left of Levine. Won by the Storm. Sent all the way down by Kevin Kerr. Johnson stops it for Waterloo. And now it's moved by Hayden Shaw. Moved to the far side by Melanson. He's in onside. Melanson to the far side corner. Up top. A shot. Save made by Levine. Shot came from Friedman. Now on the near side, McClellan to Shaw. McClellan on the hit, near side half wall for Waterloo. McClellan banks it off the back wall. Melanson into the center. Up top, Shaw. Shot was blocked. Rebound on the near side. And Curry is out of the box. Thor back at full strength. Centering pass for Waterloo. Shot save, Levine. Another shot and they score. Drew Melanson makes it a 6-1 game for Waterloo. After the power play had expired, with too many loose pucks in front, Melanson found the loose one and got it past Hayden Levine. 6-1 now in favor of Waterloo. Levine will stay in the game. I think head coach Jim Holton here wants Johansson to be fully rested for tomorrow night's game. Jacob Johansson expected to start tomorrow night's game. And I really don't want to blame Hayden Levine for this loss. 11:45 to go in the game. Stormer being outshot now 40-21. And that includes a five-minute major that was whistled on Austin Pogansky. Waterloo has it back into the Storm end once again. Here on the near side, Lappin. Lost it, though, to Larson. And the goal's being announced now. Melanson, second of the night for him. Larson had it for Tri-City, but couldn't get it out of the zone. Now Milan trying to work it out, and Larson's got it. Far side, Donovan Gardner. Gardner sent it in deep. Zach Sanford will pick up an assist on that goal. Nice hit by Eastman, the Waterloo end. The Blackhawks have the puck, moving it out of their own end. Sent forward, turned over to Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Centering pass for Eastman, knocked away by Waterloo. Eastman goes back in to get it. Eastman on the far side corner. Over to Valisano. Valisano lost it up the wall. Sent out by Waterloo. Tyson McClellan has it. Past the red line. Sent in deep. Schultz got it forward there to Grant Hutton. Hutton to Lebowski. Lebowski led it forward for Valisano, but it was turned over to Montour. And now Pecoraro has it for Waterloo. Pecoraro gets by Valisano. Loose puck, though. Wilkie's got it. Near side Schultz. And now Chase Berger. Berger into the zone. Sent it in deep. Montour on the near side corner. Berger couldn't stop that pass, and now it's Krieger with it. 2-on-2 here for Waterloo. Krieger to the center for a trailer. Montour, he shoots and it hits the post. Hit the pipe there, and Montour's got it back. Another shot blocked in front. Nice job by Kerr to put it on the near side. Another shot from Pratt was blocked by Dello. Dello on the near side for Curry, who gets it out of the zone. And now puck bouncing around, taken by Chase Berger. He's into the zone. Berger got it to the center for Curry, who touched it up with a high stick, but it's negated as Waterloo kicked it forward, and now moved by the Blackhawks. Pecoraro got to the red line, sent it into the Storm end, played by Krieger in the far side. Krieger from the goal line to the near side now. Sent it back in deep. Played by Russell. Now Pecoraro in the near side corner. Lost it on the near side to Curry, but Curry couldn't get it out. Now he did. Shaw took a hit from Wilkie. Storm make a line change here as they get the puck deep into the Waterloo end. 9 minutes to go in the game. 6-1 the score in favor of Waterloo here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Waterloo outshooting the Storm again, 40-21 right now. Mayer sent it back in deep to the Waterloo end. Played by Shaw, ahead to Melanson. Melanson into the zone. Melanson on the near side. He shoots and Levine blockers it away. Now Waterloo again on the near side. Nice hit by Schultz on Melanson. Moved up the near side half wall. Taken away by McMurphy. McMurphy gets hit hard. He's right back onto his feet. No call coming. As Mayer's into the zone. Got past Cooper Watson. Goes to fight for it. Now pucks around the far side. Dello keeps it in at the point. Down low behind the Waterloo end. Sent forward out of the zone. Back to Dello and neutralized. Dello on the near side for Grant Hutton. Hutton on the near side at Wall. Got it to Mayer, who sent it in deep. Back down low, McCray on the far side. It's moved forward by Jay Corton. Corton to Stanford. Excuse me. On the near side, Tim Lappin, the near side corner. Hutton holding him in on the wall as it's played now by Milan for Tri-City. Loose puck. Hutton takes his man down. Now a centering pass and a shot from Vietz deflected away. Dello gloved it forward for himself. And now Torrey Dello. Dello to the red line. Flips one in on the netminder, Johnson. Johnson down low. Montour gets sealed off by Lebowski. And now McClellan got it forward to Austin Vietz. 7:20 to go in the game. 6-1 Waterloo the score here on the breeze. Melanson up the far side wall. Kept in by Montour. Knocked out of the zone by Lebowski. Montour has it now. Back into his own end for Waterloo. Montour up the far side wall, all the way down, icing whistle. They actually will negate the icing. I don't know why they negated the icing. Storm won the race to the dots, and now Waterloo shoots it wide of the net. Played on the far side by Montour. Shot was blocked by Eastman. Kept in by Friedman. Still can't believe there was an icing call on Waterloo, as Larson was clearly the first one back to the dots for the Tri-City Storm, and the official, who the linesman was ready to call it, had his hand up in the air. But play continues here with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Blackhawks have it. They shoot it in on Levine, who stops it, leaves a huge rebound in front. Kevin Kerr is there first to steer to the back wall. Far side now, it's Pat Curry. Curry up the wall, the far side. Stop there by Waterloo. Got it to Valisano. Now Eastman into the zone. Eastman trying to swipe a shot, but it never got through. And now it's behind the net, wrapped around the near side. Donovan comes in and plays it for Tri-City. And now it's worked on the near side wall, kept in by Hutchison, who was playing there for Gardner. Pecoraro on the near side half wall, sent it forward. Donovan Gardner gloves it down. Keeps it in. Now it's forced out. Mayer playing for Tri-City. Left it for Gardner. Cross ice pass to Schultz. Got it forward to Hutchison. Hutchison into the zone offside as Mayer couldn't hold up. 5:35 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 6-1 to Waterloo here on the breeze. 94.5 FM. At Big O Tires, they're committed to providing the best value to their customers. That's why they'll meet or beat any competitor's tire price. Plus, they'll honor all competitors' service coupons. That way you know when you go to Big O Tires, you're getting the best deal in town. It's just one of the reasons they're the team you trust. 5:35 to go here in the Big O Tires third period, Tri-City. Trailing Waterloo 6-1, the only Storm goal of the night, scored by Chase Berger on the power play. Torrey Dello and Kevin Kerr. Again, for Dello, it's his sixth point of the season. For Kerr, it's his sixth point of the season. Berger has 17 points now in 40 games. Chase Berger, reliable faceoff man, reliable center for Tri-City. Defensive player gets back in the rush, but can also score goals. He's got 9 this season. Faceoff won by Waterloo. And they have the possession in their own end. Move forward and sent in deep by Stanford. Dello back to get it for Tri-City. Blackhawks have it from the far side corner. They threw it to the near side. Melanson now for Waterloo with Kerr on him. Waterloo has it in the near side corner. Taken off the puck nicely by McMurphy. Got it to Wilkie. Cross-ice pass Lebowski. Goes one-on-one. Puts the puck in deep. Goes and chases. Lebowski in the near side corner. Got it to Wilkie up the wall. Wilkie back to Lebowski. Lebowski standing in deep to McMurphy. McMurphy on the near side half wall. Down low to Wilkie. Wilkie on the goal line. Centers it up top for Schultz. Leaves it on the far side. Centering pass for McMurphy to Wilkie. Knocked away. And Waterloo has it. We're to the Diamond Vogel. Final five. Tri-City trailing 6-1 with 4.5 minutes to go here on the Breeze. Chase Berger got it forward to Eastman. Eastman sent it in deep off the backboard. Rolling puck played by Montour up the far side wall for Waterloo. Back into neutral ice. Austin Veith turned it over to Gardner. Now Eastman has it. Got it into the zone for Berger. Berger hit hard. Interesting collision there as he got hit from Pratt. And now it's Veith who leaves it for Montour with a shot that was blocked. And Pat Curry has it for Tri-City. Curry rushes it forward with 4 minutes to go in the game. Berger in onside, leaves it for Curry. Back to Berger. He shoots and a save made. Save made with the toe there by Johnson. Curry in the near side half wall. Got it to Berger. Shoot. Save made by Johnson. Went right behind the net. Eastman trying to get it out in front. Two Blackhawks there. Played up top to Kevin Kerr on the left point. Kerr makes a great move to get past Winecki. Shoots. Save made. Puck was loose. Another shot from Gardner was blocked in front. Couple chances there and a nice move by Kevin Kerr to get a lane to shoot. Winecki hit by Kerr. Kerr fell down. Winecki to the center. Knocked away by Gardner out of the zone. 3:20 to go in the game. Waterloo back in offside. As John Wittala was still in the zone. 3:18 to go here in the third period. The Diamond Vogel, final five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paint with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Storm half possession in their own end, and now we get a. And Milan got it forward. Sorry, I thought we were going to get a stoppage, but. Just a whistling in the arena. And now it's Kevin Kerr for Tri-City. Over to the near side, Dello. Dello moving forward. Nice pass from Mayer to Milan. Milan had a lane, got taken down. No call coming. Puck went back to neutral ice. Schultz sent it back in. And Johnson leaves it for McCray. On the near side now, Waterloo sends it forward. Back to the Storm end. Icing waved off as Hutton goes to get it. Hutton on the far side now for Schultz. Schultz has got it for Tri-City. Gave it to Hutchison, who chipped it forward. Loose puck for Valisano in the zone. Valisano taken off the puck by Waterloo. And now the Blackhawks have it. And a shot from Mayer. Save made by Johnson. As it was Krieger that went sliding down. Turned the puck over to Mayer. Now it's a nice battle by Valisano, but he couldn't win it. And it's Pecoraro on the far side. Got it into the onside to Krieger. Krieger, centering pass, fanned on it. Another try. Was knocked out of play. By Grant Hutton. 2:09 to go here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City trailing Waterloo 6-1 on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5. Storm will be back in action in a very important game tomorrow night in Sioux City. Try to make up points in the standings against the Musketeers, and they'll face their former center, Joel Lesperance, for the first time since the trade. Should be an emotional night for a lot of Storm players as Lesperance was the leading scorer at the time of the trade. Wilkie made a nice move into the Waterloo end as we restart play. Got it down on to McMurphy. Taken off a McMurphy stick by Lappin. Cross-ice pass. Winecki. Blake Winecki. Sent it forward. Nice shot by Frederick Larson to knock that puck away. Now Larson had it. Trying to get it to McMurphy. Turned it over to Hayden Shaw. Shaw flipped one in on Levine, who gloves it down. Larson turned it over, though, and here's Waterloo with a chance. Larson goes down, and Larson is injured on the play. He's holding his head. Never want to see that as Larson's back up and he slams his helmet down in frustration as he heads off the ice. Frederick Larson goes off into the Storm tunnel. Safe to say that's probably the end of his night as Matt Stern will follow him in. Frustration from Frederick Larson. Trying to see if the helmet was broken. No, he's just got blood on the helmet. That's what he's got. A lot of blood on Frederick Larson's helmet. May have gotten clipped. Drew Mayer trying to see if there's a penalty. There's blood all over the helmet. And there's blood down the ice behind Hayden Levine from where Larson went into the wall. Officials trying to discuss here with Jim Holton the situation. Holton's pleading with the officials here. Not happy about it. Officials now giving P.K. O'Hanley an explanation. Larson, I didn't see how Larson went down. Clearly he's bleeding. Clearly he was holding his head. I don't know if he got hit by a stick or if he just lost balance or what, but Larson, hopefully he's okay. It's nothing serious. Storm just got back to six defensemen after seeing a ton of injuries on the back end. They have six defensemen, and Daniel Fritz, who's injured right now, expected to come back shortly. Storm would have seven healthy guys for the rest of the season. Sean Lane and Cutler Martin are done for the year, Tri-City. Waterloo has it now in neutral ice. John Witala sends it back into the Storm end. Final minute and 15 seconds. In this one, Waterloo in control with a 6-1 lead here on the Breeze. Pat Curry has it for Tri-City with some speed through neutral ice. Got knocked off the puck. Donovan Gardner got it to Eastman. Eastman got it into the zone, but could control. Final minute of play. Here's Storm had a neutral ice. Back to the Waterloo end. Cooper Watson plays it for Waterloo. Watson off the near side wall. Try to get it forward to Lappin. Icing whistled on the Blackhawks. 46 seconds remaining here in the Big O Tires third period in the Diamond Bogle Final Five. 6-1 the score in favor of Waterloo. Shots on goal now 43-25 in favor of the Blackhawks. Storm trying to win the faceoff forward. Knocked over to the far side by Waterloo. Kept in by Hutchison. Milan in the far side corner. Milan kicked it behind from Mayer. And now it pops out. Hutchison got it. Back up top for Schultz. Now on the near side, Hutton. Shoot. They've made. Rebound loose up in the air. And Johnson gloves it down and stops play. Cameron Johnson, Troy, Michigan native, playing his third game with Waterloo since being traded by Fargo. Waterloo traded Matthias Israelson, who had played three games against the Storm this season. Israelson to Fargo. Johnson here to Waterloo. Storm with a faceoff. Schultz with a shot that was blocked in front. Now Milan got it on the far side. Into the far side corner. 15 seconds to go in the game. Derek Pratt comes away with it for Waterloo. Got it out to neutralize. Tyson McClellan sends it into the Storm end. Mayer has it on his stick for Tri-City. Got it forward to neutralize. Final second here in this one. We'll tick down. Mayer takes it in. That'll do it. Here in this one. 6-1 the final score. Mayer upset. Couple pushes and shoves with Waterloo as this game comes to an end. Officials separate the Storm assistant captain. Mayer gets a couple last words in. But the final score tonight, 6-1. Waterloo defeats Tri-City. That was it for the season series. Storm go 1-2-1 against Waterloo this season. Blackhawks will salute their fans. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Old Chicago postgame show next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm lose this one 6-1. Waterloo Blackhawks here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Sheffrin with you here as we get set to talk to Jim Holton in just a few moments. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Well, the Storm had only been to Waterloo once this season, and they lost in that game on December 5th, 4-1. Tonight, a 6-1 victory. The Blackhawks have now won 16 consecutive games, and they've picked up points in 22 straight. Quite a feat for the Waterloo Blackhawks. Here, as we're inside the Old Chicago postgame show, and we will bring on the head coach here of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, and just give us one second here. Jim Holton now joining us here in the Old Chicago postgame show, and coach, final 6-1 here, a lot of shots on net for Waterloo. Hayden Levine was very active in his crease tonight, but just didn't seem to have much possession against this Waterloo team tonight.
No, we were outmanned, overmatched pretty much from the start, and obviously we get into some penalty trouble, and you can't do that against this team.
You mentioned the penalty trouble. Maybe just tell me what you saw on Austin Pulganski's hit, end up calling a major for head contact. What did you see, and what was the explanation that you got on that?
Well, it was the wrong call. The whole building, though, wasn't a head hit except the three guys that were wearing the stripes. It was a poorly officiated game. They missed a headshot on Freddie Larson at the end when he got cut. Said that wasn't a clean hit. Austin's is a penalty. It's a delayed offside. I don't think he knew that. I don't think he heard that. The communication wasn't good. It's a loud building. But their player had let up. He was in a vulnerable position. I don't think it's a five-minute major. I think at most it's a four-minute for a roughing. It definitely was not a headshot. So disappointed there. And that put us behind the eight ball, expend a lot of energy, you get a bad bounce, ends up in the back of our net. And against this team, you can't play catch-up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I had said. But you know what? On those hits, you're never sure if he caught the head. But I thought, if anything, maybe a knee. But I didn't think the head was clear on that one. And then I guess you mentioned the Larson play as well. Frederick's status, did he just get caught on the hit? Is that because we saw some blood there on the helmet that he had took off?
Yeah, he got a... There again, that's the indicator that it was a head hit, because the visor clipped him on the forehead and cut him. It looked a lot worse than it is. It's like a wrestling cage match cut. It's up on the forehead. He's fine right now in the room. He doesn't seem to have a headache or anything. So we'll hope for the best there. We'll reevaluate in the morning.
Two new guys in the lineup tonight defensively, and they're facing one of the best teams in the league. It's not the best team in the league. Talk to me about how your two new guys fared.
You know, I thought they were good. This was a tough night to come into. We knew that. Both kids flew over four and a half hours yesterday, had to stay over in Omaha, drove up today, and they came into a bit of a hornet's nest here with a team that's obviously rolling real good. And one thing they do possess is great team speed on Olympic-sized ice surface. But you know what? I thought both guys fared really well. They did. I like what they bring. Gardner's a feisty guy. You know, he makes quick decisions with the puck. I like it. And I like Hutton's size, his reach, you know, the right-hand, left-hand combinations I thought worked good. And we'll be a lot better for it down the road. And we're just going to clear this one into the system and come out scrapping tomorrow night.
Mentioned some of the things that Waterloo does well. They've obviously won 16 games in a row. So that's just gives you a great indicator of what they've been doing. But now that you've seen a lot of these teams in the West, how do you feel that Waterloo stacks up with the other teams that you've seen? Do you think they are the best team in the league?
The best team I've seen outside of Dubuque. Now, we haven't seen Indy, which we're going to see next weekend. But Dubuque is the only team that plays anywhere close to this pace. Waterloo, it's a frantic pace out there, top to bottom in their lineup. They can skate, they can attack, they can move the puck. I'm a fan of the way they play. But as I said, next to Dubuque, who I thought possessed a lot of speed through the neutral zone and can match the right way, this to me is the most complete team I've seen.
You talked about trying to clear the slate for tomorrow. Sioux City, that's a tough building as well. Storm of struggle in that building. That's going to be the first time you're seeing Sioux City. What are you saying to the guys just to get them prepared to try to wipe it clean for tomorrow?
Well, you appeal to pride. Anytime you get your butt kicked like we did tonight, there's a lot of pride coming out. It's a pretty easy motivator. And, they're a proud group in that room. And, I mean, we fought through some circumstances the last couple of days here, and it hasn't been an easy week. But we knew this wasn't going to be an easy night, so we can't sit here and act surprised and shocked that we came at the wrong end of the stick. We hoped for better. We prepared for better, but it didn't happen. So, you know what? We move on, and we get to the most important game of the weekend, which is tomorrow night.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, after this one with Waterloo. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
We'll take a quick break here on the Old Chicago Post Game Show and come back to wrap it up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm fall 6-1 to the Waterloo Blackhawks here tonight at Young Arena. Wrapping things up here on the Old Chicago postgame show, let's get you our New West three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three stars in the game tonight, all for Waterloo. Third star, number 33, Cameron Johnson, the netminder, played very well for Waterloo tonight. Makes 25 stops on 26 shots. Only goal surrendered to Chase Berger on the power play. Second star for Waterloo, number 25, Drew Melanson, Monson led the game off with a power play goal, just 4:31 into the game, and it's got his second of the game, which was the sixth for the team, at 8:02 of the third period. Two goals for Melanson on the game, and he is the second star. First star, number 39, Liam Pecoraro, also two goals in this game, including the game-winning goal, which was Waterloo's second tally, 59 seconds into the second period. He scored both of his goals in the first minute of the second and third period. Third period goal came 18 seconds into the final frame. First star tonight for Liam Pecoraro. Now it's time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night tonight, Kevin Kerr. Kerr picked up an assist in this game on the only Storm goal, but really served in all situations. Played well in the power play. Played well defensively. Was breaking up plays. Just trying to do everything he could here tonight in a Storm loss to try to keep the team in the game. Great job by Kevin Kerr tonight, the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night here in Waterloo. Check the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off. Presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. These should be finals here in the USHL. Youngstown defeats Muskegon 3-1. Lincoln on top of Fargo 5-3. Omaha defeats Sioux Falls 7-1. Sioux City over Des Moines 4-2. Chicago blanks Green Bay 1-0. And we got an overtime game. Indiana and Cedar Rapids 3-3 in overtime. Minute and a half to go in the extra frame. For all your updates, check USHL.com or PointStreet.com. Click on USHL for all the updated scores and stats and standings from around the league. That'll do it for us here on The Breeze. Want to send a thank you to Caleb for doing everything perfectly tonight in studio. Another good production. Thank you, Caleb. We will talk to you tomorrow in Sioux City. Storm against the Musketeers of Sioux City. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. We'll have the pregame show presented by Viera Wireless at 6:45 right here on The Breeze. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.